This is Billy Pilgrim for my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of my DJV crew, I guess I was going to say. The DJV program. But see, Victoria, you've got me tripping over myself because you made me so self-conscious about the word program.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
jeez. Go ahead. You can use it.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off this week. We are here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, according to the listing at Talkers Magazine. And you can find that at talkers.com. You can also find the list every week on our social media and on the website djvshow.com. Let's go through the story list. There are people associated with the story list, although I must say some of the stuff is somewhat repetitive. So let's try to spend our time, ladies, on the newer things that are on the list this week. For example, Dave Chappelle is at number 10. Is this another made-up controversy based on the cancel culture, political correctness? Nobody seems to be able to say anything. We were talking about the teacher, where was it, Jay, that was wearing the headdress? Where was that?
That was in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California. Yeah, the home of political correctness. Good heavens, how in the world could she have thought of that? So anyway, all that whole political correctness, cancel culture stuff, I guess Chappelle is the poster boy this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real story in the sense that there are some workers who walked out and protested at Netflix for allowing that to, or allowing his comments to, you know, I guess go unchecked in that comedy special. It's not necessarily about Dave Chappelle. It's really more about the way Netflix chose to handle it, which, you know, Ted Sarandos said that, you know, he regrets the way it was handled. It was a big mess, and it didn't look good for Netflix at all. And the other irony is, which is a lot of people are pointing out, Dave Chappelle, who is railing against cancel culture, you know, he's allowed to go forward and have his anti-trans comments, and they're pretty cruel. I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, but you know, some of the stuff he said was pretty cruel. And yet the trans people who work for Netflix, who protested this, who said, like, this isn't okay that the company I work for is putting this kind of stuff out, they were the ones who got fired. So they were the ones who got canceled. So it's kind of like, it's a big mess. It really is. It's a big
but
mess.
But what creates this big mess? What is there about people? I get that there are some things that are offensive, that maybe when people of good faith and honor, when they say things, they think, oh, she wish I hadn't said that. But then the other side of it is everybody is so critical. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. At some point, we're not going to be able to talk about anything or talk about anybody or have a focus on anything because it'll all be verboten because it's politically incorrect. You can see the world shrinking when it comes to opportunities to actually really converse on issues because they get eliminated by some imaginary, some focus that's out there in the ethos that says, ooh, this is bad.
I agree with that in some cases where that does close off the opportunity for dialogue, and I think that's a problem.
You're not going to stop it by just saying you can't talk about it. And as a matter of fact, I think that you can make an argument that a lot of the upset, a lot of the de rigueur, a lot of the people that are making trouble are doing it because they feel like they've been shut down, that they can't express themselves, at least openly. So they get antisocial. You know, there are a lot of the anger, a lot of angry people in the world. And part of it, whether it's real in our minds or not, it's real in their minds. And they're angry. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, you could argue that the September 6th thing in part is because of the cancel culture.
January 6th.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. But I know what you meant. Yeah, January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th. Yeah. So anyway, all right, so that's the Chappelle story. Number nine, by the way, do you have any, there's lots of stuff trending with regard to Chappelle, Jay. Anything that's out of the ordinary, or is it all pretty much on the two sides? One side, he should be able to say what he wants. The other side, oh, that's horrible, that's terrible.
Yeah, you have defending both sides. Of course, Chappelle's a comedian, and he makes fun of everybody, and his jokes are designed to get people talking and thinking about certain things in the news.
Yep.
And he
mm-hmm.
did just that. Although you have other people who are like, especially members of the LGBT community, who sometimes they just want to kiss whoever they're with in public, and you still have the heterosexual community who are like, why are you shoving it in our face?
That agenda.
And it's like,
crap.
No, yeah. And it's like, people are just acting the same way that other people act when they love somebody.
All right. Number nine, our relationship with China and what's happening. Maybe the best example of what's going on in terms of our direct relationship with China this week, Victoria, is that movement by the chip maker to move its build plants here, in fact, and to make chips here to compete with some of the Chinese companies that are doing, obviously they're not doing enough because we find a shortage of chips by the billions. The automobile industry is a perfect example of something that really hasn't moved ahead yet. You can't find a car lot that has many new cars or trucks on it these days still. And this is, once again, we're not holding the Chinese responsible for the debacle that came out of Wuhan. This is just another example. And so I'm very supportive of something like this because I think all this stuff needs to be moved back here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, and Micron makes an interesting point that the reason that we're in this supply chain crisis, and I think it's fair to call it a crisis when you look around at car dealerships, there's a Mercedes-Benz car dealership where the extra lot, the lot where they park all the extras,
the overflow lot.
I drive by it every day, and it's normally completely full, like full, and it's completely empty now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and I have never seen anything like that. So anyway, Micron makes the point, and they are correct, that concentration in one area is the real issue here. And that's why we're in this supply chain issue. If we had other alternatives, if we could go to Canada, if we could go to Mexico, if we had more, you know, chip plants in America, we wouldn't have this issue. And that's a big problem. So I think Micron makes a really good point. They are diversifying into Japan and Singapore, and so not necessarily just China, Taiwan, and Korea, which is really where the concentration of chips are made right now. So I hope that the U.S. government has enough foresight to see, like, we need to invest in these companies. It does cost money. I know Republicans are all anti-spend, but sometimes you really do have to invest in something for the long run.
But there's a limit. How much spending can we do on some of these things? And I'm back to my original toot here about waste, fraud, corruption, the abuse of the system, the billions, trillions of dollars that are wasted every year in government procurement, sweetheart deals, no-bid contracts, all of that stuff. And that plays into it. So we take that money that we're now wasting and apply it to incentivizing people to come back here. The tax code is another another way of incentivizing businesses to establish themselves here with new plants and new employees. And then there'll be those people who say, well, we haven't got enough people to do the jobs we've got now. How can we bring more? I can hear that argument. Somebody's going to come up and we can't afford to encourage them because we don't, where is the labor going to come from? We're going to let all the illegals in to work in these plants. Yada, yada. Okay. Number eight this week is a focus on race relations. And I want to take a different tact here, ladies. That is the approach that the state, or not the state, was it the state? Now I'm going back to remembering the story about Japanese Americans getting degrees. Mm-hmm. Was that a private college or was that a public
private
school?
USC.
Private. USC, that's right.
Yeah, the public colleges had already done that a while ago. So they're kind of late, but they're doing it now.
Well, they're doing it, and so that's a recognition factor, I guess, as much as anything else. The passing of Colin Powell, number seven. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, number seven, passing of what most people on either side of the aisle consider to be one of the great American leaders of our time, Colin Powell passing away. There was controversy because at first people thought, well, it was COVID. He got COVID, but he had all the shots. He also had some other complications. He had blood cancer, and he also had Parkinson's, I think, ladies, didn't he? If I'm not
correct.
Mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just a complication. 84 years old, certainly pretty active up until the last couple of years. Always thought of as someone who thought things through. I had intelligent comments. People listened to him as well they ought to because he was a moderate voice for both parties. And this kind of philosophical thinking is rare today. The guy accomplished great things in his life, didn't he, when you look at it, where he came from?
Yeah. I think he was very honest, and I think he was very human about the mistakes that, you know, he was a part of or decisions that he regretted. I think that... Yeah,
mostly going into Iraq.
Sure, yeah, and I think a lot of people have. I hope a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. He mm-hmm. was a trailblazer as well.
Yeah, that's a good word for him. Trailblazer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, number six, the situation with immigration. I thought it was pretty interesting this week that the Pentagon says about half of the Afghan evacuees are children. They're all on American bases, temporarily housed there. What does it mean, temporarily?
Well, they don't know where they're going to go, I guess, or they're figuring that out.
Yeah. So a lot of challenges here with the resettlement effort of Afghanistanis. 34% of the population adult men, 22% adult women, and then the rest of them are all children. So there's according to the Department of Defense, what, 55,000 people from Afghanistan wandering around the country? At some point,
they're not really wandering.
They're on bases, right?
Yeah, they're not wandering around the country. Yeah.
Mm. Well, are they? So what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. We did talk about
on
the DJV show a couple weeks ago. We talked about how major corporations, Walmart, Amazon. I forget who the other, there was another big one, had pledged to hire them. First of all, that's advantageous to the major corporations who need the help as well. So, and it gives them, you know, they're no longer refugees if they're employed.
That's very true. Okay. Trending items coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 past the hour.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Redding recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Redding. Fabulous fall special going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Well, it's the DJV overview. It's the companion piece that goes with the official Talk Radio Countdown Show heard around the country. It's a 2-hour presentation. Michael Harrison is in 1 hour. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And then I gather around my co-workers, co-hosts from the DJV program to work through the issues and the stories themselves, much as other talk radio hosts would do as we get to the end of the week. So Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, following the comments on social media, number one on this list, people's thoughts of when you look at crime and violence, number five this week on the countdown, the Philadelphia train rape is right up there on the top of the list. What are people saying about this situation?
It's a horrible situation. So the chief of police originally said that it was a packed train, bystanders stood by and watched, some even grabbing at their cell phones, where the prosecutor, the district attorney, says that there's no proof that anybody grabbed their phones, and video footage from the train itself shows that people were coming on and off the train. They may not have known what they were witnessing. On DJ,
How do you look at something like that and not know what's going on?
That's what I was questioning, too. Yeah, how would you not know that's happening? Or did some people think that it was a consensual situation, maybe? Who knows?
Having sex on a train, even that. People, I cannot believe a word from anybody who says nobody had a phone out taking. People take a video of a cockroach crossing the road, for God's sakes. They're not going to take a picture of this or take a video of this. That's, I don't believe a word of that. Do you?
So that's, well, that's why the police are asking for anybody who is on the train, any witnesses to step forward. It's not against the law to see a crime and not report it. You can, you know, come forward if you do have video. They do have somebody's phone. They have one person's phone that had some footage. They have the footage from the train itself. But people on DJV's show socials, Mike Zadra says someone should have manned up and done something about this.
Hello. Yeah.
Laura Blankenship tweeted, the question many have is, why was the initial reaction for bystanders to grab their phones, if that happens to be true, if that was the case? Yeah. Caribou 242 asks, how a rape could even happen in public like this in America and no one do anything?
That's the question. Yep, that really is the question. Okay, up next on social media, the booster shot. Yes, no, maybe. Jab. Let's jab. It's gibberish about jabbing. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, mix and match. Should it be done? Would you do it? Jane Matthews says when her husband had his booster, they asked if she was getting one too, and she had said she had the other vaccine. And then they said, well, Moderna and Pfizer are the same.
Who said that?
The pharmacist, I guess?
The pharmacist, the people who were giving her husband the booster.
Huh?
Well, it's the same type. Yeah, I mean, it's
mRNA.
The same type. So.
Yeah, all right, what are the comments?
Mix and match. Ted Seraf pokes fun at mixing shots, recalling being at parties in college where everyone brought whatever drugs they had on them and would put them in a bowl, and people would grab and eat them like gummy bears, following it up with, only a dummy would do that. Where did you go to college, sir?
That was not my college
experience.
Wasn't going on at my college. All right, what other comments have you got from folks that are listening?
Mark Ebner also tweeted that information is going to continue to change as time passes and more testing is able to be done. Clearly, testing went well with subjects mixing the vaccines, so now they're telling us it's okay.
See, that's the thing with me. There's so much contradictory information, nobody knows what to believe. And the people who are apologists say, well, this is the first time I've done this, looking at this. Okay, that's, I get that. But then why be so resolute, the CDC saying, this is what you must do, when in fact they make themselves a laughingstock by changing what they tell people they must do a week or two later.
Well, and it's always scary when they change it back. You know, maybe they found new information. We can mix these shots. But what if down the road they're like, nope, that was a wrong call. Further down the road,
I think
unless
you got J&J, stick with what you got before. If you got Pfizer, get a Pfizer booster. If you got Moderna, get the Moderna booster. You know?
There it is. All right. 28 past the hour, talk radio review time.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview now, 34 past the hour, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here this week with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner going through the charts and the people list. I'm just going to go through the people list and then go back to the story list. Chappelle is at 10. Colin Powell is at 9. Zuckerberg, 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. I'm going to save that conversation for when Michael Harrison is here. Two talk radio hosts who are involving themselves in the COVID debate in rare in different ways, if you will. So, number 6, Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon. So how is there a connection? Cheney is not going along with the usual Republican thinking. And Bannon is in the crosshairs of the Democrats because he refuses to testify before some committee investigating. Is it just January 6th, or is it like the whole, they just want to get him? I think that's closer. The latter is closer to what the reality is. But he's thumbing his nose at them. And where's Cheney and all of that? Is there a connection? Because I didn't see it this week, if there was.
I'm assuming that she's still on the committee, right? So
yeah,
that would be her
committee.
Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know specifically what her connection would be to Steve Bannon, except that they've all agreed to, you know, the House voted to hold him in contempt. So now it goes to the Department of Justice to see if they're actually going to move forward with criminal contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was
does anybody really care, though? I mean, this is.
I know that you've been sort of tired of it, but, you know,
at
this point, the same people, if they're going to run again, if Trump's going to run again in 2024, then I would want full transparency. What exactly happened? I mean, there are other members of the House who are now contradicting their stories that they were on the phone with Trump. Jim Jordan is one of them. He keeps saying, well, you know, I was on the phone with Trump and Trump, you know, was telling us to, you know, take cover or whatever. And then he said, you know, and then he changed his story. Well, I don't remember if it was before the insurrection or if it wasn't. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much shadiness going on.
Funny that. Yeah, there's plenty of that shady stuff going on. All right, and speaking of shady, Pelosi is on the list. She's very shady as far as I'm concerned. Trump, I don't quite get the impact of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, number two or number three this week on the people list. It seems to be the same. It's kind of
that's the crux of the budget stuff. Well, it's the passing of the infrastructure bill. I mean, it all comes down to the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, as she, you know, claims to be a Democrat, well, people on the left are not happy with her because she's not even in favor of things that the Democratic Party wants. And so it's kind of like, well, why are you here? And Joe Manchin has had that question tossed at him forever.
Well, why do you have to have like think? Why does it have to be?
Well, because she's supposed to represent the party. She's supposed to represent the party.
She's supposed to represent the people in Arizona who elected her.
The party of the people in Arizona are very unhappy with her. They're not happy with that.
That's not what I see. I see a lot of people in Arizona that like her. That's why she's doing what she's doing, because most people
she's facing a huge
Democrats.
Backlash, and there are plenty of people in Arizona who are Democrats who are not happy with her. So,
but see, the whole issue of that and think, and if you're a Democrat, you have to think this way, and if you're a Republican, all the blue dog Democrats down south, they're as flexible and pliable. They're just as not as noisy about it as Manchin is. There are plenty of blue dog Democrats who are not going along with this either. Why do you think they don't have 100% concurrence with most of this stuff? As these people know,
well,
if they're elected in
the moderates,
South.
Yeah, but the moderates are going along with this. This is the super progressives who are still pushing for more and more and more.
Wow.
And then you've got Manchin and Sinema on the other side. Everyone else in the middle is on board with this. So it's really, this is a fringe argument at this point.
Yeah, well. There are a lot of fringe elements that are in the conversational focus. So that takes care of the people list. Number four on the story list is a focus on Facebook and social media regulation, security, and at the top of the list is this boob Zuckerberg. So, but is he going to be able to control the situation? Or will he be knocked down a few pegs by legislation?
That is a good question.
That's the question, right? I mean,
yeah,
we don't. No one has an answer to that, so yeah, we don't know.
Well, does he need to be knocked down a peg or two?
Well, I think a lot of people would agree on that for sure.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
I think that's the circumstance. Okay, to have or not to have—that is the question. Number three this weekend, I think I said this earlier, sort of represents an interesting change where COVID has been on the top of the story list pretty much every week. Last week, I think the last couple of weeks been at number two. But if you go back to March of 2020 and subsequent every week as we go through these charts, the number one issue and number one story has been the COVID thing, and it's not now. So does that represent the fact that we are now kind of either beyond the heightened peak interest and the fear-based thinking and all the stuff with the masks and the shots and this sort of thing? Or is it just that these other things, January 6th and the budget and infrastructure stuff, is more important? What do we think?
Well, it does kind of seem like, in terms of COVID, even though there's still new news coming and new developments, it's at a slower pace. than before. Whereas, like, okay, now this is new information we found. Now we need this. Now there are new variants. It does seem like the information wheel has slowed a little bit.
I mean, I don't know. In my conversations, my daily conversations with family and friends, you know, COVID is still, it's very much a part of life. And the booster shots are now the thing. Because I'm booking an appointment for my husband and me to get our boosters because we're at 6 months now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and trying to figure out, my parents have gotten Moderna. They've been waiting for guidance on Moderna. They're at 8 months now, practically. So, this is still, it may not be the top of what everyone's talking about, but in real life, it is.
In the conversations you're having with your friends, Victoria, are they the same? This is just, I'm curious. Are they the same conversations, or is it anything new that you guys talk about?
In terms of what?
COVID.
Well, I don't know. It's the same conversation, like you said, we're talking about boosters now, and it's still, the upcoming holidays. What are we doing for Thanksgiving? What is Christmas going to happen? I mean, those are all the things that, that we're trying to plan for, but, that's still over a month away, so we don't really know.
Well, it's still over a month away. I feel like it's going to be here before we know it. Yeah, the conversations I'm having with a lot of people, it's pretty much the same thing about the vaccines. Get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. Wear a mask or not wear a mask.
I don't know anybody. I have no conversations about, am I going to get it or not? I mean, that's, our co-host Jen is the only person I know who's unvaccinated in my circle. So I don't, that's not a conversation we're having. Everybody's erring on the side of caution, and we have a lot of doctors in our group and extended family, and everybody's, definitely very pro-vax. So that's not a conversation we're having. But
that's great.
All right. So here's the vaccine advisory group working for the Center for Disease Control voting to recommend booster doses of both either Moderna or Pfizer if you've had a J&J shot the first time around.
Yeah, so that's the biggest news, I think, of the week. Is obviously J&J wants everybody to get another shot of their vaccine
stuff
because they want the money. But no, the truth is, if you have J&J, get one Moderna or get a Pfizer. That combination has shown very good results in all of the data that they have so far.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they. Okay, so before we get to number one and maybe a little more conversation about money and the budget and the Fed and all of that stuff, I think that there are a lot of people, the climate change thing always seems to work its way in as a secondary discussion, and this week is no different than anything else. At number six, there's a climate change focus. I see that the official U.S. forecast from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric, say it again, Doug. There it is. Atmospheric Administration says the coming winter may be warmer. This is exactly in contrast to what the Farmer's Almanac has said, that it's going to be a sucky winter.
Yeah.
And so
this is the La Nina thing that has actually developed now. Because how you've asked us, is it El Nino or La Nina? Yeah, it's La Nina for sure now. Mm-hmm. And so, but this is really good news because, as we know, heating costs are going to be really high this winter. So this is good news for people. If you're going to have a milder winter, then your heating bills, because the price of oil and natural gas are really high. And so this is good news for people's bank accounts.
So for those of you who are around the country wondering, drier than normal winter forecast for the southern region, wetter than normal winter for the Pacific Northwest, which is certainly where they need the rain, and the Rockies. Let's see here. Cooler and wetter conditions forecast across portions of the northern tier. Warmer and drier conditions for much of the southern tier. Let's see here. The entire southern half of the country and Midwest, like Ohio, the Ohio Valley and those areas, forecast to have warmer than average temperatures and not as much snow, it would seem. I'm not going to be here, so it may be nervous to me, other than getting back and forth. But what it doesn't, if it's not really cold for at least 10 days to 2 weeks, I mean cold, 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 it doesn't get at the bugs. The bugs survive. If the winter is warmer, the bugs in the ground survive. So ticks and that ilk, which are killed by a good hard freeze, if we don't have a good hard freeze, And then, I mean, it's great for construction. It's great for keeping business going. But on the farm, we like to get rid of all the bugs. And the bugs go away if the ground freezes like 3-4 feet deep and is hardly, you know, just that's the way it is. But as Victoria pointed out, things are getting very expensive with regard to petroleum products, natural gas, which has long been the cheapest, not so much anymore. Oil is going up. Look at the cost of gasoline when you're filling up your car, all of that stuff, which is part of the discussion and debate about the entire inflation, the situation we find ourselves in economically, which we'll talk about in a moment here on The Countdown. The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting as it reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number 9, a relationship with China. Number 8, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number 8. Colin Powell passing away is 7. Immigration reform is 6. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number 5. Facebook issues, number 4. COVID, number 3. So it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number 2. And number 1, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question. And we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the People list this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, this is the official list of people who have been on top of mind, if you will, in discussions about the issues of the day. Dave Chappelle's number 10, Colin Powell number 9, Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino, two talk radio people with a focus on COVID and related issues, number 7. Liz Cheney, number 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Donald Trump and Steve Bannon together at 4. Kyrsten Sinema is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. That's the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at talkers.com every week and djvshow.com. We have all the lists and the conversations. And also, there is a Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast you can get at talkradiocountdownshow.com. All right, so the number one item here, inflation, money supplies. The Fed announced a lot of changes to its rules regulating the financial activities because of the trading practices of some people in the government.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
I mean, this happens on both sides of the aisle. You know, our government officials are privy to information that the public is not. How is that not insider trading?
Hello.
It is. Ding, ding, ding. So finally the Fed is doing something about it.
Yeah, right. It should. It's. I mean, the corruption, this is back to, I always talk about it with regard to the budget, corruption and the things that the sweetheart deals, fraud, abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this is really abusive.
Yeah.
And people don't, you know, the news media is complicit because it doesn't report on these things. The only place I saw this was in the Wall Street Journal. Did you see anywhere else? I didn't see it in the New York Times. Didn't see it in the LA Times. Didn't see it in the Boston Globe. Didn't see it in the Washington Post. Didn't see it in any of the Chicago Tribune.
I did see it in the Post. I saw it on Axios. Yeah, I mean, I read a lot of the financial stuff anyway, and then that tends to trickle down to CNBC and other,
you
know, AP news.
So you can manage your vast millions in terms of your investments.
Yeah. Yes.
Here. All right. Applause there for Victoria.
Thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome. Victoria and Jay with Doug here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to shake the tree, if you will, at 53 after the hour. This is the time when we review the top five items this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We'll go from five to number one, as usual, Victoria. And at number five, we're focused on Major League Baseball and what they may be doing to help you watch some of the local games, yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have playoff fever right now, so baseball is at the top of everyone's mind. And so MLB knows
go
that
Red
people
Sox.
Want... Yeah, right? Red Sox, Dodgers, that's what I'm hoping for. So so the MLB has actually had a loss, a big loss, 12% drop in people viewing their games on traditional TV. They have MLB.TV, which is a streaming service for out-of-market games, but it's not really great. And so they're talking about launching a brand new streaming service that would give you all of the games for about $10 to $20 a month.
Do they give you the audio from whatever the broadcast is? Is that what that stream is?
That would need to be worked out game. Because, you know, every game is different and they have different announcers and rights and stuff. So they're working through all of this, but they're thinking that there is a need for a new streaming service for MLB. NHL and NBA are actually intrigued by this idea. They may eventually even join MLB on the same platform, which could launch as early as 2023, and that's great for sports fans.
Number four. The new company that's going to be building chip plants here.
Well, Micron is a memory chip maker. They supply memory chips for lots of big companies. And so they, right now, they've announced that they're going to spend $150 billion in the next 10 years. And they're building mostly chip plants. They say they're open to building more in the U.S. as long as they have some, you know, government funding for the chip industry. They want a commitment from the U.S. government. Currently, only 2% of the global capacity of chips are made in America. They used to be the bulk of the chips were made in America, but right now it's Taiwan, China, and Korea. So I think it would be advantageous, certainly, for the U.S. government to try to cut a deal with Micron and bring more chips back to America.
Number three. Facebook gets what it deserves again.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. Now, the Justice Department is involved in this, and this is actually the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in the 35-year history of this provision. And so Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million to the U.S., $9.5 million to the eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination. And essentially, this is all about the H-1B visas. They are temporary, highly skilled workers that come from other countries. And unfortunately, a lot of the American workforce is not up to snuff, and so that's why H-1B visas are so popular in Silicon Valley.
All right, number two. The tracking of Mr. Trump.
So former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a quote-unquote media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long-running war against big tech. However, within hours, their new social media site, which is called Truth Social, it was hacked very easily, and pranksters found a way to create a Donald J. Trump account with a defecating pig as the logo. The Truth Social had absolutely no security whatsoever. Unfortunately, people signed up for this, not a lot, but some people signed up for it, and there's literally nothing that's going to protect your data. And then the other thing is that is not really making national news yet, but they have formed this Trump social media, the Truth Social, and they have formed it as part of a larger company that's going to be a publicly traded company. Well, the CEO they chose, which is very odd, is a Chinese fellow from Wuhan. And so very interesting that the headquarters of this new Truth Social media company is based in Wuhan. So it's just very bizarre. I don't know why you would not want to avoid that. I mean, just the optics alone of, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and yet they choose a CEO who has run multiple Chinese companies and based in Wuhan. It doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what happened. And so they had to pull the site down because so many people had crashed it. And essentially, they're also now being sued already by Mastodon, which is a company that writes code. And they basically are accused of stealing that code and not licensing it properly. It's kind of a mess already.
All right.
So we'll see.
The probe into the electronics firms.
So a trio of bipartisan senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that they provide details on the alleged deal they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers to use as labor. So, not good.
Top five items from the world of technology this week. This is Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A powerful storm roared ashore in Northern California, flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing mud flows in areas that are burned bare by recent fires. Forecasters predicting record-breaking rainfall. National Weather Service meteorologist Sean Miller says the rain will last through the evening.
Our concern is for some of those higher amounts, which could be in the neighborhood across our area, averaging, say, 3 to 6 inches of rain. It'll vary based on terrain. And then some of our higher elevation locations could see, you know, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain.
A lot of fans bracing the winds and the weather in San Jose tonight, watching the 49ers play the Indianapolis Colts in Monday Night Football. The drenching rains and strong winds accompanied the arrival of what they call an atmospheric river, a long and wide plume of moisture that pulled in from the Pacific Ocean. If American children don't receive their Christmas presents in time, congressional Republicans are trying to ensure voters blame the White House.
The Republican Study Committee, the largest GOP caucus on Capitol Hill, sent a new memo to lawmakers detailing how they can sharpen their message on the supply chain crisis ahead of the holiday season when consumers could face the sting of higher prices and empty store shelves. The memo states, quote, "The Biden administration caused it, and our job as Republicans is to explain to the American people what the Grinches at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue did to ruin Christmas." House Republicans see the stalled supply chain, along with inflation and high energy prices, as winning economic issues that could help propel them to the majority in 2022. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden spent hours today at his home in Delaware with two pivotal senators as they seek to resolve the disputes over the Democrats' wide-ranging social safety net and environmental bill. Nancy Pelosi expects an agreement on a framework by week's end. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A senior U.S. diplomat's urging North Korea to stop the missile tests and get back to talks.
We call on the DPRK to cease these provocations and other destabilizing activities and instead engage in dialogue.
Sung Kim, the U.S. envoy on North Korea, spoke after meeting with South Korean officials to discuss North Korea's recent missile tests. Meanwhile, nuclear negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang remain stalled.
And we have made clear that the United States harbors no hostile intent towards the DPRK.
The comments come less than a week after North Korea fired a newly developed ballistic missile from a submarine in its fifth round of weapons tests in recent weeks. I'm Karen Chamas.
The British government tried Saturday to speed up the pace of talks to resolve post-Brexit trade troubles with the European Union. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former California pollution regulator is being nominated to run the nation's Highway Safety Agency.
President Biden has announced his intent to nominate Stephen Cliff as administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. If confirmed by the Senate, Cliff would take over the agency at a crucial juncture. Highway deaths are rising, battery electric vehicles are upending the auto industry, and vehicle automation is spreading into more models with little regulation. The agency sets vehicle safety standards, finds safety defects, and manages recalls.
Jeremy House reports Cliff has been the deputy administrator since February, and the agency has been without a confirmed administrator since Mark Rosenkind left at the end of 2016. Pump prices spiked 13 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.44 a gallon, that according to the Lundberg survey. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams, or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop-off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
.com/shipping for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show presented as a part of the DJV program with the comments in the comparing, there's a complimentary hour. An overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the GJV point of view. But this is the official hour with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the story list, the people list, and some of our discussions about what's going on with some of the folks in talk radio. Michael, welcome. Always a pleasure to have you here. And it is a pleasure. It's always good.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. I always enjoy our get-togethers on the weekend.
Right.
When you think about how many stories and how many names are contained in the information that we're about to share, it is pretty amazing. At number 10,
really
we have the Dave Chappelle controversy at Netflix and political correctness. They're tied together. There's always a political correctness story on our chart.
There
it
is.
Just seems that there's always something.
Cancel culture, that stuff. Yep.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations at number 9. And number 8, voting legislation, and that's tied with race relations. And those two are very tied together. At number 7, the death of Colin Powell. And that has brought up all kinds of memories and controversy, if you will, about the weapons of mass destruction and Gulf War II. Which is a couple of decades ago now, gosh, when that began.
Right, 2003. And that after.
Well, it followed 2001's 9/11.
Yep.
And the main issue there was, why are we invading Iraq when the people that did 9/11 came from Afghanistan?
Yep, and that's been the continuing focus, and Apollo was the first one after he sold it to. Say, well, I shouldn't have sold it because it wasn't true. And it wasn't. None of that.
Yeah, he called it a blot on his record. It was more than a blot. But, hey, you know, he was being loyal to his administration and to his president. And to this day, the narrative is that Cheney and Bush, I always think of the Cheney-Bush administration.
But
that they were victims of bad intelligence from the intelligence, but I don't buy that, do you?
Nah. No, not a word of it. But if we're going to focus, if the blame game is important here, which never, you know, you fix the problem, not the blame, but resting it, not Colin Powell doesn't deserve to have it rested on his shoulders.
No.
It squarely is on the shoulders of Cheney and Rumsfeld, who were able to convince Bush easily because Bush always kind of wanted to avenge his father going into Iraq and all of that nonsense. So here we are, trillions of dollars later, tens of thousands of lives lost. There was a waste. It was just and none of these people ever held accountable. Never. Yeah.
Ironically, Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, he knew, not that I know for a fact, but I'm sure of it.
What,
that he knew that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction, and that's why he didn't march into Baghdad. That's
right. They
wanted to stop them from going into Kuwait. The reason Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, listen to me like I really know this stuff, but this is what I suspect. The reason that Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait was because he didn't think the U.S. was going to stop him, because the U.S. knew that he was huffing and puffing about weapons of mass destruction to protect himself from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so transparently a pack of lies and distortion.
And then Donald Trump
came along and said that there were lies and distortion. He was the first. One of the interesting things about Trump in 2015-16 was he was one of the first Republicans to openly declare disagreement with the Bush family, if you remember that. This whole thing is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is.
And frustrating. Number six, immigration reform, climate change, and abortion. And number five, crime and violence tied with the Philadelphia train rape. There's a hell of a story. And down in South Florida, Nicholas Cruz, the shooter at Marjorie Stoneman High School, he pleaded guilty, and that'll avoid a trial other than to decide what his sentence will be. He has one of two sentences. Mm-hmm. He either will have life imprisonment without parole or execution.
The needle. Yeah, let's give him the needle. I don't believe in the death penalty most of the time, but in this case, this guy deserves it. And what about this, the train rape I'm almost speechless when it comes to that. It just, nobody's really doing anything.
Do you remember the Kay Genovese story from Queens many decades ago where the woman was beaten, I think murdered, screaming, and the whole neighborhood heard it, nobody did anything?
Did anything, yeah.
No one did anything. Well, this is a bunch of gawkers watched him raping her and videoed it on their smartphones. One woman called the police. Fortunately, the police acted quickly and made it to the station. This happened while the train was in transit and apprehended the guy. And fortunately, I was watching the police chief there talking about it. He said that the victim, a woman, was very strong and that she was very forthright. She told the story. And that he thinks she'll be okay, but she was injured, had to go to the hospital, and was raped.
Yeah.
Human nature, I don't know, you know, of course you have to say, what would I do if I were there? You know, I would have gone after the guy.
Yeah.
I would have tried to stop it.
Yep.
I would have hit him over the head with my cell phone as opposed
whatever to... Whatever you got in your hand. Yep.
Right.
And kick him in his privates, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, Facebook issues, social media regulation, and cybersecurity. A lot of ransomware problems out there. And Facebook, of course, has so many PR problems, they're thinking of changing their name.
They deserve it. No, but change their name. Right.
Yeah, like a rose is a rose, but a rose by any name smells
just as... Lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. Right?
Lipstick on a pig, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, that fits.
Yeah.
Number three, COVID-19 is at number three this week, which it's still big.
Doesn't that tell you something, though, about the focus of, you know, it's been number one pretty consistently, except the last couple of weeks. I think it's been number two, but it's been number one for most of the last year and a half.
It could be number one again. The difference between the top three is very, very slim margin.
Yeah.
But COVID-19, the boosters and mandates, most of the conversation politically about the mandates, scientifically about the boosters, the mix and match thing. And Dennis Prager, talk show host with Salem,
he's in the spotlight this week. We got to talk about this.
Okay, let's put that on the table. We'll discuss that. Yeah. Finishing this up, number two, January. The January 6th investigation.
There was a memo on that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
This has been an ongoing typo in the talker system. And I think I have to tell you, I think it starts with me. I am the originator.
Yeah.
So what can I say?
I mean, well, I fell into the trap. You sent a note around. I'll just say, in terms of what our communication is earlier. You send a note around, make sure you get the typos January 6th, not September 6th. Okay. So when I'm going through this with the ladies from the DJV program and our accompanying hour, I fall. And
you
Victoria
did it too.
Says to me, wait, I did? Victoria says to me, it's not September 6th, it's January 6th. And so,
Isn't that funny when you get that kind of a bug in your brain?
Yeah, it's in your head.
It's been going on at Talkers now for weeks. And I did it on the air now, and I'm pretty good. I'm a bug about things like this, about that kind of accuracy.
Well,
I find
when I look at the list once, I pretty much have it in my head, so I don't really go back to looking at the list as we're talking about on the 2 hours that we devote to the countdown every weekend. I kind of have them in my head, and so because visually that makes an impact. I don't have a photographic memory, but I got a quick mind. So when I look at this, I hold on to it, and I held on to September. I know I wasn't looking at the sheet when I said earlier September 6th. I thought to myself, Michael's memo. Look out, January 6th.
Yeah. Maybe September 11 is in our brains. Listen, we have to take a break, I understand. So why don't we save number one for after the break, and then we'll do the people survey.
What a great tease. Okay. 15 past the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, as he is every week, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to get healthy the right way, getting into the colder months, getting into the holiday months. Halloween right around the corner, you start eating all that candy. Yum, 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 but bad, bad, bad for you. And then, after that, it's Thanksgiving. And then, after that, everybody wants to have a Christmas party this year to celebrate the fact we haven't had a Christmas party for a couple of years. And then there's New Year's, and I've made the point. Gobble, 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 eat, eat, eat. Waste goes the wrong way. So you want to get back into the right waste and weight zone. You can do that very easily, handily. You have to really devote yourself to how you're eating and that sort of thing. But you also need a little help to keep the weight off. That's where Calotrin, Calotren, comes in. Every week you hear me telling the story, different stories about different people who have had fabulous success. I'm so happy for all the people that are listed here. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, men who go from a size 42 to a size 32. And their blood pressure goes down. You feel much better overall. Join the listeners, join the folks around the country and around the world who are losing weight and keeping it off. This is no secret. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, all natural. Go to toploss.com, their website, and buy now using the DJV code 3x3, and you get 3 free. For as many as you want, you buy, and you get the accompanying number free. So you get on the program, stay with it. It'll do you a world of good. Plus, using the DJV code means you get free shipping, too. That's all at toploss.com for Calotrin. Calotrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calotrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So Lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting as it reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number 9, a relationship with China. Number 8, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number 8, Colin Powell passing away is 7. Immigration reform is 6. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number 5. Facebook issues, number 4. COVID, number 3, so it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number 2, and number 1, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question, and we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at healvets.org.
Healvets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison represents Talkers every week on this program. He is the editor and publisher of Talkers from now until eternity. For here and evermore. Yes. It shall be your job.
There'll always be a talk.
World without end.
As long as there are mouths.
Yes, and brains. All right, so we promised number one on the story list.
Yes, the budget debate, the infrastructure, inflation, the supply chain, and labor, all under the economy. And there's a lot of politics going on in terms of deciding which way we go. And that's number one on the stories chart. On the people survey, at number 10, the aforementioned Dave Chappelle. At number 9, Colin Powell and George W. Bush. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Number 7, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. That's another story in talk radio that's interesting, kind of. Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon at number 6, Nancy Pelosi at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Kyrsten Sinema at 3, and Joe Manchin at 2, and Joe Biden at 1.
Ah,
and it's the first time in the history of the chart that number 1 and number 2 were occupied by men named Joe. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just thought it sounded good.
Yeah, okay. Sounds all right. What is that movie about Joe? There was a Joe movie. It seemed to me at some point in time, whatever. However we work our way through that. Okay, so Dennis Prager is a talk radio person. I met him when I started working at KBC in 1993. He was on doing 9 to Noon. After him was Gloria Allred. And on the same day that I started, Larry Elder was doing afternoons, and then I followed him doing early evenings. It was quite a roundup. I always loved Dennis. I thought he was a fabulous guy, very interesting to listen to. Still find when I'm in Los Angeles, listening to him on the other station, KRLA, where he is. He's syndicated by Salem as well. So let's talk about him first, and then Bongino if you want. And there are other people that have, you know, pulled various stunts around this. So is this a stunt? Prager supposedly makes himself, he tries to get COVID. That's the way, if you read between the lines, right? He wanted to get it.
Yeah, he's 73 years old. He believes that natural immunity is better than artificial immunity. He... not the healthiest guy in the world, but not terribly sick, unvaccinated. And then he went on the air and stated he has COVID. He's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He has some of the symptoms, but he's rapidly getting better. And that he got the COVID because he went out of his way to get it. He did everything he could. He hung out with strangers. He hugged and he kissed and he took pictures.
It sounds like he's going down the back alleys in Los Angeles to get this. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And he went through the cocktail, you know, the rest, the menu of drugs and meds that he's on: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, various and sundry other concoctions that are of various and sundry credibility. And that's it. That's the story. And a lot of people are saying, hey, this is interesting. Maybe he'll be the poster boy for, you know, natural immunization. And others are saying it's a sheer act of recklessness, hypocrisy, and selfishness.
How's his family dealing with it? I guess that would be my question. I don't know. Now he's married. Now he's got children. Mm. He's also a rabbi, you know, as well. And practices. Yeah, he does. And one of the synagogues in Los Angeles. He's got a Prager Institute, Prager University is what it's called, where he teaches and preaches about right-of-center ideology. He's a very devoted guy, but very smart. I find him to be very, very intelligent and a very likable guy, frankly. I don't know Dan Bongino, so I can't talk about him, but we can, you and I can talk about him as it relates to COVID, and we will just a few minutes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So Lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Amarsys will be here to support you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke intacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Michael Harrison, an honor to work with Michael every week here. It isn't really work. It's, I don't know. Do we consider what we do for a living? Do we consider that work?
And not only that, I don't even make a living doing it, Simon.
Touche. <Touché. laughs>
If I made a living doing this, maybe
two
I'd think
points
about,
for you.
Raising it to the level of work.
Right, exactly. I'm on that one with you. So we're here going through the story list, the people list. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also on the DJV Twitter and Facebook and Instagram page and our website as well, djvshow.com. You can find a podcast of this and a recording of the whole. This program airs on hundreds of stations around the country over the weekend. And then we have a podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. So you can keep up with our overview of the top hits in News Talk Radio. So we were talking about Dennis Prager and what he's going through in order to work his way through whatever this COVID thing is all about from his perspective. And it's entertaining. It's good radio. And, you know, maybe he's put himself in danger or maybe he's doing something that makes sure he's really not going to be hurt. It's very interesting also, and I don't know if this is too inside baseball or not, but Dennis Prager is really responsible for Larry Elder. A lot of people don't know that, probably wouldn't, and they don't, you know, people now, everybody seems to know who Larry Elder is, whether they know who Dennis is or not, but Dennis and Larry were friends. Dennis heard Larry in Cleveland, and he told the manager of the station that he and I both worked for, KBC, that he ought to hire this guy because he was fabulous. Well, the general manager of KBC at the time was liberal. And he wanted KBC to be more liberal than not. Michael.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Michael was on in the morning, the English guy, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, was there. And he countered Michael. There was a liberal on as the morning goes. Ken Minyard was liberal. Michael Jackson was liberal. And then Dennis Prager came on, and he was conservative. Then Gloria Allred came on, and she was liberal. And then Larry started, and he was conservative. And then I came on, and I was nowhere to be. They couldn't buttonhole me. The only thing people remember me for is I was new on the station. O.J. had just gotten himself into his jam. And I was the only one on any one of the talk stations. There were three talk stations in L.A. at the time. I was the only one on any of the three who said, give O.J. a chance. Give him a break. And the sort of response I got from the audience was, you obviously are not from Los Angeles, sir. And then there were a few more pointed comments like, you Boston stupid, go back there, and that kind of stuff. But
That's unusual for the people in L.A. rejecting somebody from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
99% of that type of a thing would be the people in Boston rejecting somebody from L.A.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, am I right?
Yeah,
you
know,
you go on the radio
right.
in Boston, you go, hey, I'm from L.A. I'm from Hollywood. Sort of that Andy Kaufman routine.
Yeah,
they'll
right.
throw you out of town. They'll
Absolutely.
Throw you out of town in Boston if you mispronounce the name of, you know, Swampscott.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Peabody,
right, exactly.
or,
right.
you know.
Yep, you're right about that.
you
no
know,
question about that.
Park the Cod, Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
So
anyway, Prager was
In L.A., they put up with people from everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
All kinds of, yeah. So Prager was responsible for bringing Larry to the general manager, and he got hired, and so there it goes. But I find him to be, I've said this, and I probably shouldn't keep saying it, I have a lot of respect for him. And now, Dan Bongino, I'd like you to tell us the story, maybe the origins of his becoming the quote-unquote replacement.
Well, let's not get too deep into it. Dan Bongino is one of the people who has been offered to the industry replacing Rush Limbaugh in the noon to 3 Eastern time zone, which is a coveted spot. And his syndicator is Westwood One. They're owned by Cumulus, big company.
Yeah.
And Cumulus just put out a mandate among all employees that if you want to work there, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So Dan Bongino, who's only been in that job for a few months, but he's on quite a few stations.
A podcaster, so he wasn't he before? Isn't that where he came from?
He's a podcaster, a former military and police guy, very right wing, well known in those circles as a conservative, kind of the new wave of conservative broadcasters. He said, hey, if they force me and my fellow employees to get a vaccination.
But he's already had his shots. He's got his vaccine. He's been vaccinated.
It has nothing to do in his case with being pro or against vax. It's being pro or against government or mandates, company regulations. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's thin ice, of course.
Very.
And so the feeling
of
the industry...
Well, because a private company, it can do what it wants. The government, different story. But private companies, they run the show. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
Right. So he can quit if he wants. And what I think will happen, of course, I don't know what will happen, so I could be wrong, but my suspicion is nothing will happen. It'll be forgotten. He won't quit. And nothing will happen.
Right. It's a way for him to get attention and for a few stations to go, hey, this guy's pretty good. We should put him on our station.
Yeah. It gives him cred with the people that think that the mandate per vaccination is the biggest issue of freedom to come down the pike, you know, since the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if it's not, what is, Michael?
What is?
What's the biggest issue of freedom that has come down the pike since in our lifetime?
Understanding the balance between responsibility and freedom. That there's a balance between what's good for the many and what's good for the individual. Individual rights versus society in general. That if you focus completely on individual rights, you become a society of selfish people. You're disunited and you cannot stand. If you become obsessed with everybody being equal and everybody, you know, living for the community, that becomes a form of fascism as well. It's finding that magic balance between the rights of the individual and the responsibility as a collective society that is the key, and that is what is being tested right now in America.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I find most wonderful about what it is that you do and how we do it, maybe even our discussions here, something that I point out with regularity, how wonderful it is that you can take one item and a creative mind can go in so many different directions for an interesting, compelling conversation. Such is the case, in my mind, with Biden, put Biden together with climate change and immigration. And look at the situation that exists. There's a report that came out this past week on the impact of climate change on immigration and migration of people. And it's very interesting to see how these policies that are being recommended and in fact enacted are affecting where people are, where they want to be, where they're going. And the outshoot of this is that, quote, tens of millions of people are likely to be displaced over the next 2 to 3 decades due in large measure to climate change impacts. So the administration has warned that we need to alleviate the tension by allowing more people to come to America. It's in our national security interest. What do you think of that?
I think it's very interesting.
That's true. It is very interesting. I don't know. I just put things together, and that's why I love doing this.
No, I'm not dismissing what you said.
You said
what I think of what you said was that what you said was interesting. I don't know what I could add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on a bunch of interesting things there. One of them being how any one name or any one topic can be extrapolated into many, many, many subdivisions.
Yep.
That's why I said at the beginning of today's program that it's amazing how many stories, names, subjects, and dots to be connected exist within these 10 items of people and 10 items of stories.
Yeah.
And the kind of thought that we have to put in all week to taking all this stuff and defining it and putting it in order in some type of context, it really is very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of material here.
There is. And I go into, we have at number 9 on the story list this week, China and China relations. One of the things that astounds me, and because it happened this week as part of the conversation, how the stock market was affected by this real estate company in China Evergrande, the big developer that was about to go bankrupt, and the government, apparently, because, you know, the government pretty much controls everything, in order not to rock the Chinese stock market, gave this company or solidified a loan or some grant of $300 billion. This is how badly in debt this company was. And the government of China says, okay, here's $300 billion to pay bondholders off before the default deadline. And therefore, you won't go bankrupt, and therefore, our stock market won't go into the tank.
Mm. That's not that different than what we have in this country under a concept called too big to fail.
Yeah, right. Well, look at what the state of California did with Pacific Gas and Electric when they were threatened with all these suits because they don't manage the company well, and all these fires and people getting killed. Governor Jerry Brown, said, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that you can make good. We don't want you to go bankrupt. So they gave him, $800 million or something to pay off all the lawsuits. The taxpayers in California paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. All right, here's something else that's pretty amazing. For those of you who are getting a little chilly because we're getting into the fall and you need some nice comforters or you need some nice blankets, you can go to the product catalog on MyPillow.com and see the deal. Save 30% right now using the DJV code on blankets, on comforters, on pillows, on sheets, you name it. They've got it. Waffle blankets. They're really very interesting. If you have never used one, try one because they are cooler. Let the coolness flow, but yet you'll be warm. Also, save 30% with the promo code DJV. All the pillows, all the beds, all the mattresses, everything is from 30 to 60% off right now through the weekend using the promo code DJV. A lot of these offers are subject to change. One of the things that aren't is that everything's made in America. Everything is washable and dryable. So keep that in mind when you're looking around for things for fall. It's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com that gets you there. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, this is the official list of people who have been on top of mind, if you will, in discussions about the issues of the day. Dave Chappelle's number 10, Colin Powell number 9, Mark Zuckerberg is at 8, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino, two talk radio people with a focus on COVID and related issues, number 7, Liz Cheney number 6, Nancy Pelosi is 5, Donald Trump and Steve Bannon together at 4, Kyrsten Sinema is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at talkers.com every week and djvshow.com. We have all the lists and the conversations, and also there is a Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast you can get at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So
Lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Marcus will be here to support you.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting as it reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number 9, a relationship with China. Number 8, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number 8, Colin Powell passing away is 7. Immigration reform is 6. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number 5. Facebook issues, number 4. COVID, number 3. So it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number 2. And number 1, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question. And we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as our legal expert. He's also a college prof. He teaches, amazingly, he doesn't teach home ec. at Bentley University. He teaches. he teaches the law. How about and they're so similar. Yeah, I've not. I heard that about you. You sure can cook. Okay. So let's start with Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon. Stephen. What kind of legal trouble? I think we touched on this last week because the suggestion was made last week in the various countdown stories that he was going to kind of fake out. That's an old expression from when we were kids, isn't it? He was going to flake out. Anyway, and not show up for his for the hearing.
That's 5 for the House, yep.
Right. So what can they do to him, really?
Well, it's contempt of court, and actually it's contempt of Congress, is a misdemeanor. He can be sentenced to prison for a short period of time and have a substantial fine. To be quite frank, to me, the saddest thing that came out of this, not so much is that the House voted to have him have contempt charges filed against him, but that only there were 202 Republicans that voted against it. You know, you can say anything you want on both sides about the partisan divide, but this is an attack on the institution. And Bannon at that time was not even an official member of the Trump administration. Any arguments he might make as far as executive privilege don't exist. This is truly contempt of our institutions, and I find it really sad that Congress didn't, apparently the Republicans in Congress didn't see it that way. So we'll see what happens.
Wait a minute. But, what do you mean? You're not surprised that they didn't say they would? Come on. Well, what do you expect?
You're right.
Jump
I'm
in
not
on the...
surprised, but I am. but I am. I'm very much saddened to see the institution be treated in this manner. And you know, there are other people who have been subpoenaed and who are trying to argue arguments of executive privilege. That is their right, and the courts can determine this. Bannon just said, and you said faked out. I would use a different F word. his was truly.
With an up at the end of it, right? Yes.
Okay. Yes, there we go.
6 letters with an up at the end of the phrase. Okay, let's move to number 5 this week, the overall discussion of crime and violence in our country, the numbers, et cetera, but more specifically this train rape case in Philadelphia. And how it is that I don't even know that they identify the perpetrator, frankly, even though there were people watching and taking video. Where is all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I mean, you and I probably would remember the name Kitty Genovese in New York.
Yes,
where,
I do remember
people,
that, yeah.
People watched for a tremendously long period of time where a woman was viciously murdered in front of her apartment. And that this kind of a thing can go on today is, again, maybe sadness is the word of the day. The fact that people will video something like this and not step up. Now, maybe they say, well, we're going to do this so that we can find the perpetrator. I don't know, but it doesn't say much for society.
No, it sure as heck doesn't. Okay, race relations and the situation where we seem to have a lot of focus on Black Lives Matter, but people are now beginning to ask questions about other minorities. The situation with, I think it's USC this week, that sort of apologized for the internment of Japanese Americans and the fact that they couldn't get their, they threw them out of college and didn't let them back in again. And so they gave them a little bit of reparation attention, if you will. But, you know, you wonder sometimes about things like that, whether they need to be matters of the law or conscience.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. George Santayana famously said, those who don't remember history are condemned to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of instances like that in our history which do need to be dealt with, not necessarily by the law, but certainly a recognition by society. And I think it's important.
Yeah, it really is, as are all the things that we talk about here. Giving you this time is very important as well. I always appreciate your input. Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University, on the law. Also, don't forget, he's the founder of this website, scamicide.com, that helps lots and lots of people avoid the dangers of scams, and they're more their legion every day. So Steve Wiseman and Doug Steffen together this week, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden spent the weekend at his Delaware home, but continued talks with key Democratic senators to resolve issues holding up his budget proposal.
The proposed spending bill covers a wide range of social safety net and environmental measures that represent the core of Biden's domestic agenda. The president is pressing for progress so he can spotlight his administration's achievements to world leaders at overseas summits that get underway this week and ahead of a tight race for governor in Virginia. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicts an agreement on a framework by week's end that would pave the way for a House vote on a separate $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill before next Sunday. That's when a series of transportation programs are set to lapse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee warning America could lose the new Cold War with China in the next decade after Beijing's launch of a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile that caught U.S. intelligence officials off guard. China, which wouldn't confirm the launch, says the missile was actually a spacecraft. Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher tells the Salem Radio Network the Chinese always accuse the U.S. of thinking in terms of the past.
I wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed arguing that we were in a new Cold War with China last year. And I pointed out in part that the pushback is always from the Chinese Communist Party. They say we have a Cold War mentality.
Gallagher says the reason this Cold War is more dangerous than the last is because our economy is so intertwined with China. A fire burning in several containers aboard a cargo ship off the coast of British Columbia. The Canadian Coast Guard says the fire had broken out in 10 damaged containers aboard the MV Zim Kingston, and two of the burning containers contain hazardous material. The Coast Guard notes that the ship itself is not on fire. More news at townhall.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. And his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in your local papers, and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you.
China's removed Caixin Media, one of the country's most independent business news sites, from a list of news outlets whose content can be republished by other internet news providers.
The removal comes as the ruling Communist Party tightens control over the flow of information. Caixin is privately funded, unlike most state-run media. The Cyberspace Administration of China dropped it from a list of more than 1,300 news outlets and government agencies whose content can be republished. Internet platforms are barred from publishing content from non-approved sources.
Jeremy House adds that Kai Shin was on the previous list published in 2016. The Cyberspace Administration said in a statement that outlets omitted from the list were removed to maintain, quote, its seriousness and credibility. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new whistleblower has come forward with allegations about Facebook.
The whistleblower, identified as a former Facebook employee and members of the company's integrity division, told the SEC that Facebook officials prioritized profit over everything else, and that the social media giant was often indifferent about public concerns regarding problematic content and their labeling of conservatives as hate groups. According to the whistleblower, Facebook communications official Tucker Bond said some legislators will be upset and then, quote, in a few weeks, they'll move on to something else. Meanwhile, we are printing money in the basement, and we are fine, unquote. Patrick Frost reporting.
In its recently released findings from their Finding Home survey, which looked at the moving patterns of Americans from July of 2019 through July this year, Mayflower Company found that Idaho secured the top slot for inbound moves by state. And more in these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of my DJB crew, I guess I was going to say. The DJB program. Right, see, Victoria, you've got me tripping over myself because you made me so self-conscious about the word program.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
jeez. Go ahead. You can use it.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off this week. We are here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, according to the listing at Talkers Magazine. And you can find that at talkers.com. You can also find the list every week on our social media and on the website djbshow.com. Let's go through the story list. There are people associated with the story list, although I must say some of the stuff is somewhat repetitive. So let's try to spend our time, ladies, on the newer things that are on the list this week. For example, Dave Chappelle is at number 10. Is this another made-up controversy based on the cancel culture, political correctness? Nobody seems to be able to say anything. We were talking about the teacher, where was it, Jay, that was wearing the headdress? Where was that?
That was in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California. Yeah, the home of political correctness. Good heavens, how in the world could she have thought of that? So anyway, all that whole political correctness, cancel culture stuff, I guess Chappelle is the poster boy this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real story in the sense that there are some workers who walked out and protested at Netflix for allowing that to, or allowing his comments to, you know, I guess go unchecked in that comedy special. It's not necessarily about Dave Chappelle. It's really more about the way Netflix chose to handle it, which, you know, Ted Sarandos said that, you know, he regrets the way it was handled. It was a big, mess, and it didn't look good for Netflix at all. And the other irony is, which is a lot of people are pointing out, Dave Chappelle, who is railing against cancel culture, you know, he's allowed to go forward and have his anti-trans comments, and they're pretty cruel. And I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, but you know, some of the stuff he said was pretty cruel. And yet the trans people who work for Netflix, who protested this, who said, like, this isn't okay that a company I work for is putting this kind of stuff out, they were the ones who got fired. So they were the ones who got canceled. So it's kind of like, it's a big mess. It really is. It's a big, big
mess.
But
what creates this big mess? What is there about people? I get that there are some things that are offensive that maybe when people of good faith and honor, when they say things, they think, oh, she wish I hadn't said that. But then the other side of it is everybody is so critical. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. At some point, we're not going to be able to talk about anything or talk about anybody or have a focus on anything because it'll all be verboten because it's politically incorrect. You can see the world shrinking when it comes to opportunities to actually really converse on issues because they get eliminated by some imaginary, some focus that's out there in the ethos that says, ooh, this is bad. Well,
I agree with that in some cases where that does close off the opportunity for dialogue, and I think that's a
problem.
You're
not going to stop it by just saying you can't talk about it. The people, and as a matter of fact, I think that you can make an argument that a lot of the upset, a lot of the de rigueur, a lot of the people that are making trouble are doing it because they feel like they've been shut down, that they can't express themselves, at least openly. So they get antisocial. You know, there are a lot of the anger, a lot of angry people in the world. And part of it, whether it's real in our minds or not, it's real in their minds. And they're angry. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, you could argue that the September 6th thing in part is because of the cancel culture.
January 6th.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. But I know what you meant. Yeah, January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th. Yeah. So anyway, all right, so that's the Chappelle story. Number nine, by the way, do you have any, there's lots of stuff trending with regard to Chappelle, Jay. Anything that's out of the ordinary, or is it all pretty much on the two sides? One side, he should be able to say what he wants. The other side, oh, that's horrible, that's terrible.
Yeah, you have defending both sides. Of course, Chappelle's a comedian, and he makes fun of everybody, and his jokes are designed to get people talking and thinking about certain things in the news.
Yep.
And he
mm-hmm.
did just that. Although you have other people who are like, especially members of the LGBT community, who sometimes they just want to kiss whoever they're with in public, and you still have the heterosexual community who are like, why are you shoving it in our face?
That yeah,
you
all that agenda crap.
And it's like,
crap.
No, yeah. And it's like, people are just acting the same way that other people act when they love somebody.
All right, number nine, our relationship with China and what's happening. Maybe the best example of what's going on in terms of our direct relationship with China this week, Victoria, is that movement by the chip maker to move its build plants here, in fact, and to make chips here to compete with some of the Chinese companies that are doing, obviously they're not doing enough because we find a shortage of chips by the billions. The automobile industry is a perfect example of something that really hasn't moved ahead yet. You can't find a car lot that has many new cars or trucks on it these days still. And this is, once again, we're not holding the Chinese responsible for the debacle that came out of Wuhan. This is just another example. And so I'm very supportive of something like this because I think all this stuff needs to be moved back here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, and Micron makes an interesting point that the reason that we're in this supply chain crisis, and I think it's fair to call it a crisis when you look around at car dealerships. There's a Mercedes-Benz car dealership where the extra lot, the lot where they park all the extras,
the overflow lot.
I drive by it every day, and it's normally completely full, like full, and it's completely empty now. Yeah. And so, yeah, and I have never seen anything like that. So anyway, Micron makes the point, and they are correct, that concentration in one area is the real issue here. And that's why we're in this supply chain issue. If we had other alternatives, if we could go to Canada, if we could go to Mexico, if we had more, chip plants in America, we wouldn't have this issue. And that's a big problem. So I think Micron makes a really good point. They are diversifying into Japan and Singapore, and so not necessarily just China, Taiwan, and Korea, which is really where the concentration of chips are made right now. So I hope that the U.S. government has enough foresight to see, like, we need to invest in these companies. It does cost money. I know Republicans are all anti-spend, but sometimes you really do have to invest in something for the long run.
But there's a limit. How much spending can we do on some of these things? And I'm back to my original toot here about waste, fraud, corruption, the abuse of the system, the billions, trillions of dollars that are wasted every year in government procurement, sweetheart deals, no-bid contracts, all of that stuff. And that plays into it. So we take that money that we're now wasting and apply it to incentivizing people to come back here. The tax code is another another way of incentivizing businesses to establish themselves here with new plants and new employees. And then there'll be those people who say, well, we haven't got enough people to do the jobs we've got now. How can we bring more? I can hear that argument. Somebody's going to come up with, we can't afford to encourage them because we don't, where is the labor going to come from? We're going to let all the illegals in to work in these plants. Yada, yada. Okay. Number eight this week is a focus on race relations. And I want to take a different tact here, ladies. That is the approach that the state, or not the state, was it the state? Now I'm going back to remembering the story about Japanese Americans getting degrees. Mm-hmm. Was that a private college or was that a public
private
school?
USC.
Private. USC, that's right.
Yeah, the public colleges had already done that a while ago. So they're kind of late, but they're doing it now.
Well, they're doing it, and so that's a recognition factor, I guess, as much as anything else. The passing of Colin Powell, number seven. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, number seven, passing of what most people on either side of the aisle consider to be one of the great American leaders of our time. Colin Powell passing away. There was controversy because at first people thought, well, it was COVID. He got COVID, but he had all the shots. He also had some other complications. He had blood cancer, and he also had Parkinson's, I think, ladies, didn't he? If I'm not
correct.
Mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, this was just a complication. 84 years old, certainly pretty active up until the last couple of years. Always thought of as someone who thought things through, had intelligent comments. People listened to him as well they ought to because he was a moderate voice for both parties. And this kind of philosophical thinking is rare today. The guy accomplished great things in his life, didn't he, when you look at it, where he came from?
Yeah. I think he was very honest, and I think he was very human about the mistakes that, you know, he was a part of or decisions that he regretted.
Into Iraq.
Sure, yeah. And I think a lot of people have, I hope, a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. He mm-hmm. was a trailblazer as well.
Yeah, that's a good word for him. Trailblazer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six, the situation with immigration. I thought it was pretty interesting this week that the Pentagon says about half of the Afghan evacuees are children. They're all on American bases, temporarily housed there. What does it mean, temporarily?
Well, they don't know where they're going to go, I guess, or they're figuring that out.
Yeah. So a lot of challenges here with the resettlement effort of Afghanistanis. 34% of the population adult men, 22% adult women, and then the rest of them are all children. There's, according to the Department of Defense, 55,000 people from Afghanistan wandering around the country at some point?
They're not really wandering.
They're on bases. Right?
Yeah, they're not wandering around the country. Yeah.
Mm. Well, are they? So what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. We did talk about
on
the DJV show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about how major corporations, Walmart, Amazon, there was another big one, had pledged to hire them. Because they need, first of all, that's advantageous to the major corporations who need the help as well. Gives them, you know, they're no longer refugees if they're employed.
That's very true. Okay. Trending items coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 past the hour.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also.
You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Islands number five this week on the countdown. The Philadelphia train rape is right up there on the top of the list. What are people saying about this situation?
It's a horrible situation. So the chief of police originally said that it was a packed train, bystanders stood by and watched, some even grabbing at their cell phones, where the prosecutor, the district attorney, says that there's no proof that anybody grabbed their phones, and video footage from the train itself shows that people were coming on and off the train. They may not have known what they were witnessing. On DJ Gusto. Yeah.
How do you look at something like that and not know what's going on?
That's what I was questioning, too. Yeah, how would you not know that's happening? Or did some people think that it was a consensual situation, maybe? Who knows?
But having sex on a train, even that. People, I cannot believe a word from anybody who says nobody had a phone out taking. People take a video of a cockroach crossing the road, for God's sakes. They're not going to take a picture of this or take a video of this? I don't believe a word of that. Do you?
So that's why the police are asking for anybody who is on the train, any witnesses to step forward. It's not against the law to see a crime and not report it. You can, you know, come forward if you do have video. They do have somebody's phone. They have one person's phone that had some footage. They have the footage from the train itself. But people on DJV's show socials, Mike Zadra says someone should have manned up and done something about this.
Hello. Yeah.
Laura Blankenship tweeted, the question many have is, why was the initial reaction for bystanders to grab their phones, if that happens to be true, if that was the case? Yeah. Caribou 242 asks, how a rape could even happen in public like this in America and no one do anything?
That's the question. Yep, that really is the question. Okay, up next on social media, the booster shot. Yes, no, maybe. Jab. Let's jab. It's gibberish about jabbing. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, mix and match. Should it be done? Would you do it? Jane Matthews says when her husband had his booster, they asked if she was getting one too, and she had said she had the other vaccine. And then they said, well, Moderna and Pfizer are the same.
Who said that?
The pharmacist, I guess?
The pharmacist, the people who were giving her husband the booster.
Huh?
Well, it's the same type. Yeah, I mean, it is. The mRNA. It's the same type. So.
Yeah, right. All right, what are the comments?
Mix and match. Ted Seraph pokes fun at mixing shots, recalling being at parties in college where everyone brought whatever drugs they had on them and would put them in a bowl, and people would grab and eat them like gummy bears, following it up with, only a dummy would do that. Where did you go to college, sir?
Yeah.
That was right. Not my college
experience.
Wasn't
going out of my college. Uh-uh. All right, what other comments have you got from folks that are listening?
Mark Ebner also tweeted that information is going to continue to change as time passes and more testing is able to be done. Clearly, testing went well with subjects mixing the vaccines, so now they're telling us it's okay.
See, that's the thing with me. There's so much contradictory information, nobody knows what to believe. And the people who are apologists say, well, this is the first time I've done this, looking at this. Okay, I get that. But then why be so resolute, the CDC saying, this is what you must do, when in fact they make themselves a laughingstock by changing what they tell people they must do a week or two later.
Well, and it's always scary when they change it back. You know, maybe they found new information. We can mix these shots. But what if down the road they're like, nope, that was a wrong call. Further down the road,
I think
unless
you got J&J, stick with what you got before. If you got Pfizer, get a Pfizer booster. If you got Moderna, get the Moderna booster. You know?
There it is. All right. 28 past the hour, talk radio review time.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
524-9313, 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our overview now, 34 past the hour, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here this week with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, going through the charts and the people list. I'm just going to go through the people list and then go back to the story list. Chappelle is at 10. Colin Powell is at 9. Zuckerberg, 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. I'm going to save that conversation for when Michael Harrison is here. Two talk radio hosts who are involving themselves in the COVID debate in rare and different ways, if you will. So, number 6, Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon. So how is there a connection? Cheney is not going along with the usual Republican thinking, and Bannon is in the crosshairs of the Democrats because he refuses to testify before some committee investigating. Is it just January 6th, or is it like the whole, they just want to get him? I think that's closer. The latter is closer to what the reality is. But he's thumbing his nose at them. And where's Cheney and all of that? Is there a connection? Because I didn't see it this week, if there was.
I'm assuming that she's still on the committee, right? So
yeah,
that would be her connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know specifically what her connection would be to Steve Bannon, except that they've all agreed to, you know, the House voted to hold him in contempt. So now it goes to the Department of Justice to see if they're actually going to move forward with criminal contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he
was Does anybody really care, though? I mean, this is.
I feel like. I know that you've been sort of tired of it, but at this point, the same people, if they're going to run again, if Trump's going to run again in 2024, then let's. I mean, I would want full transparency. What exactly happened? I mean, there are other members of the House who are now contradicting their stories that they were on the phone with Trump. Jim Jordan is one of them. He keeps saying, "Well, you know, I was on the phone with Trump, and Trump, you know, was telling us to, you know, take cover or whatever." And then he said, "You know," and then he changed his story. Well, I don't remember if it was before the insurrection or if it wasn't. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much shadiness going on.
Yeah, there's plenty of that shady stuff going on. And speaking of shady, Pelosi is on the list. She's very shady as far as I'm concerned. Trump, I don't quite get the impact of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, number 2 and number 3 this week on the people list. It seems to be the same. It's kind of
well, they're
like
the crux
the budget
of the
stuff.
Well, it's the passing of the infrastructure bill. I mean, it all comes down to the two of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, as she, you know, claims to be a Democrat, well, people on the left are not happy with her because she's not even in favor of things that the Democratic Party wants. And so it's kind of like, well, why are you here? And Joe Manchin has had that question tossed at him forever.
Well, why do you have to have like think? Why does it have to be?
Well, because she's supposed to represent the party. She's supposed to represent the party.
She's supposed to represent the people in Arizona who elected her.
The party of the people in Arizona are very unhappy with her. They're not happy with that.
That's not what I see. I see a lot of people in Arizona that like her. That's why she's doing what she's doing, because most people that are in that
claim
to
be Democrats. She's facing a huge backlash, and there are plenty of people in Arizona who are Democrats who are not happy with her. So,
but see, the whole issue of that and like think, and if you're a Democrat, you have to think this way, and if you're a Republican, all the blue dog Democrats down south, they're as flexible and pliable. They're just as not as noisy about it as Manchin is. There are plenty of blue dog Democrats who are not going along with this either. Why do you think they don't have 100% concurrence with most of this stuff? As these people know,
well,
if they're elected in
the moderates, but the moderates are going along with this. This is the super progressives who are still pushing for more and more and more.
Wow.
And then you've got Manchin and Sinema on the other side. Everyone else in the middle is on board with this. So it's really this is a fringe argument at this point.
Yeah. Well. There are a lot of fringe elements that are in the conversational focus. So that takes care of the people list. Number 4 on the story list is a focus on Facebook and social media regulation, security, and at the top of the list is this boob Zuckerberg. So, but is he going to be able to control the situation, or will he be knocked down a few pegs by legislation?
That is a good question.
That's the question, right? I mean,
yeah,
we don't.
Is.
No one has an answer to that. So, yeah, we don't know.
Well, does he need to be knocked down a peg or two?
Well, I think a lot of people would agree on that, for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. I think that's the circumstance. Okay, to have or not to have, that is the question. Number three this weekend, I think I said this earlier, sort of represents an interesting change where COVID has been on the top of the story list pretty much every week. Last week, I think the last couple of weeks, been at number two. But if you go back to March of 2020, and subsequent every week as we go through these charts, the number one issue and number one story has been the COVID thing, and it's not now. So does that represent the fact that we are now kind of either beyond the heightened peak interest and the fear-based thinking and all the stuff with the masks and the shots and this sort of thing? Or is it just that these other things, January 6th and the budget and infrastructure stuff, is more important? What do we think?
Well, it does kind of seem like, and for terms of COVID, even though there's still new news coming and new developments, it's at a slower pace than before. Whereas, like, okay, now this is new information we found. Now we need this. Now there are new variants. It does seem like the information wheel has slowed a little bit.
I mean, in my conversations, my daily conversations with family and friends, you know, COVID is still, it's very much a part of life. And the booster shots are now the thing. Because, I'm booking an appointment for my husband and me to get our boosters, because we're 6 months now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, trying to figure out, my parents have gotten Moderna. They've been waiting for guidance on Moderna. They're at 8 months now, practically. So, yeah, I mean, this is still, it may not be the top of what everyone's talking about, but in real life, it is.
In the conversations you're having with your friends, Victoria, are they the same? This is just, I'm curious. Are they the same conversations, or is it anything new that you guys talk about?
In terms of what?
COVID.
Well, I don't know. It's the same conversation. We're talking about boosters now, and it's still, you know, the upcoming holidays. What are we doing for Thanksgiving? What is Christmas going to happen? I mean, those are all the things that, you know, that we're trying to plan for, but, you know, that's still over a month away, so we don't really know.
Well, it's still over a month away. I feel like it's going to be here before we know it. Yeah, the conversations I'm having with a lot of people, it's pretty much the same thing about the vaccines. Get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. Wear a mask or not wear a mask.
I don't know anybody. I have no conversations about, am I going to get it or not? I mean, that's, you know, our co-host Jen is the only person I know who's unvaccinated in my circle. So I don't, that's not a conversation we're having. Everybody's erring on the side of caution, and we have a lot of doctors in our group and extended family, and everybody's, you know, definitely very pro-vax, so that's not a conversation we're having. But
that's great.
All right, so here's the vaccine advisory group working for the Center for Disease Control voting to recommend booster doses of both either Moderna or Pfizer if you've had a J&J shot the first time around.
Yeah, so that's the biggest news, I think, of the week, is obviously J&J wants everybody to get another shot of their vaccine
stuff
because they want the money. But no, the truth is, if you have J&J, get one Moderna or get a Pfizer. That combination has shown very good results in all of the data that they have so far.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they. Okay, so before we get to number one and maybe a little more conversation about money and the budget and the Fed and all of that stuff, I think that there are a lot of people, the climate change thing always seems to work its way in as a secondary discussion, and this week is no different than anything else. At number six, there's a climate change focus. I see that the official U.S. forecast from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the coming winter may be warmer. This is exactly in contrast to what the Farmer's Almanac has said, that it's going to be a sucky winter.
Yeah.
And so
this is the La Nina thing that has actually developed now. Because you know how you've asked us, is it La Nina?
El Nino or La Nina?
El Nino or La Nina. Yeah, it's La Nina for sure now. Mm-hmm. And so but this is really good news because, you know, as we know, heating costs are going to be really high this winter. So this is a good, this is good news for people. If you're going to have a milder winter, then your heating bills, because the price of oil and natural gas are really high. And so this is good news for people's bank accounts.
So for those of you who are around the country wondering, drier than normal winter forecast for the southern region, wetter than normal winter for the Pacific Northwest, which is certainly where they need the rain, and the Rockies. Let's see here. Cooler and wetter conditions forecast across portions of the northern tier. Warmer and drier conditions for much of the southern tier. Let's see here. The entire southern half of the country and Midwest, like Ohio, the Ohio Valley in those areas, forecast to have warmer than average temperatures and not as much snow, it would seem. I mean, I'm not going to be here, so it'll make a difference to me, other than getting back and forth. But what it doesn't, if it's not really cold for at least 10 days to 2 weeks, I mean cold, 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 it doesn't get at the bugs. The bugs survive. If the winter is warmer, the bugs in the ground survive. So ticks and that ilk, which are killed by a good hard freeze. If we don't have a good hard freeze, then, I mean, it's great for construction, it's great for keeping business going, but on the farm, we like to get rid of all the bugs, and the bugs go away if the ground freezes like 3-4 feet deep and is hardly, you know, just that's the way it is. But as Victoria pointed out, things are getting very expensive with regard to petroleum products, natural gas, which has long been the cheapest, not so much anymore. Oil is going up. Look at the cost of gasoline when you're filling up your car, all of that stuff, which is part of the discussion and debate about the entire inflation, the situation we find ourselves in economically, which we'll talk about in a moment here on The Countdown. The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting as it reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number 9, a relationship with China. Number 8, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number 8. Colin Powell passing away is 7. Immigration reform is 6. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number 5. Facebook issues, number 4. COVID, number 3. So it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number 2. And number 1, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question. And we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, this is the official list of people who have been on top of mind, if you will, in discussions about the issues of the day. Dave Chappelle's number 10, Colin Powell number 9, Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino, two talk radio people with a focus on COVID and related issues, number 7. Liz Cheney, number 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Donald Trump and Steve Bannon together at 4. Kyrsten Sinema is 3. Joe Manchin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. That's the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at talkers.com every week and djvshow.com. We have all the lists and the conversations. And also, there is a Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast you can get at talkradiocountdownshow.com. All right, so the number one item here, inflation, money supplies. The Fed announced a lot of changes to its rules regulating the financial activities because of the trading practices of some people in the government.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
I mean, this happens on both sides of the aisle. You know, our government officials are privy to information that the public is not. How is that not insider trading?
Hello.
It is.
Ding, ding, ding.
So finally the Fed is doing something about it.
Yeah, right. It should. I mean, the corruption, this is back to what I was talking about. I always talk about it with regard to the budget, corruption, and the things that the sweetheart deals, fraud, mm-hmm. abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this is really abusive.
Yep.
And people don't, you know, the news media is complicit because it doesn't report on these things. The only place I saw this was in the Wall Street Journal. Did you see anywhere else? I didn't see it in the New York Times. Didn't see it in the LA Times. Didn't see it in the Boston Globe. Didn't see it in the Washington Post. Didn't see it in any of the Chicago
Tribune. I think I did see it in the Post. I saw it on Axios. Yeah. I mean, I read a lot of the financial stuff anyway, and then that tends to trickle down to CNBC and other, AP news and stuff.
So you can manage your vast millions in terms of your investments.
Yeah. Yes.
Here. Right. Applause there for Victoria.
Thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome. Victoria and Jay with Doug here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Enunciation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you've ever tried to dictate a message on a smartphone, the odds are that you can identify with the experience of having your phone mishear what you say. And sure, it's likely that the technology just isn't quite up to pinpointing your exact words perfectly, but it's also very possible that you were not enunciating clearly. And the less you enunciate, the more chance there is for error. And if you think about it, the same kind of errors in translation can occur even in our own minds. If we're not clear with the way we describe our experiences to ourselves, then our self-talk can get muddled. And before you know it, things might seem bleaker than they actually are. So be mindful to enunciate clearly the kinds of words you use to describe your world. Speak clearly, even to yourself. For help with your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life.
Select styles end October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to shake the tree, if you will, at 53 after the hour. It's the time when we review the top five items this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here. We'll go from five to number one as usual, Victoria. And at number five, we're focused on Major League Baseball and what they may be doing to help you watch some of the local games, yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have playoff fever right now, so baseball is at the top of everyone's mind. And so MLB knows
go
that
Red
people
Sox.
Want... Yeah, right? Red Sox, Dodgers, that's what I'm hoping for. So the MLB has actually had a loss, a big loss, 12% drop in people viewing their games on traditional TV. They have MLB.TV, which is a streaming service for out-of-market games, but it's not really great. And so they're talking about launching a brand new streaming service that would give you all of the games for about $10 to $20 a month.
Do they give you the audio from whatever the broadcast is? Is that what that stream is?
That would need to be worked out because, you know, every game is different and they have different announcers and rights and stuff. So they're working through all of this, but they're thinking that there is a need for a new streaming service for MLB. NHL and NBA are actually intrigued by this idea. They may eventually even join MLB on the same platform, which could launch as early as 2023, and that's great for sports fans.
Number four. The new company that's going to be building chip plants here.
Well, Micron is a memory chip maker. They supply memory chips for lots of big companies. And so they, right now, they've announced that they're going to spend $150 billion in the next 10 years. And they're building mostly chip plants. They say they're open to building more in the U.S. as long as they have some, you know, government funding for the chip industry. They want a commitment from the U.S. government. Currently, only 2% of the global capacity of chips are made in America. They used to be the bulk of the chips were made in America, but right. Now it's Taiwan, China, and Korea. So I think it would be advantageous, certainly, for the U.S. government to try to cut a deal with Micron and bring more chips back to America.
Number three. Facebook gets what it deserves again.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. Now, the Justice Department is involved in this, and this is actually the largest civil penalty and monetary award that the Civil Rights Division has ever recovered in the 35-year history of this provision. And so Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million to the U.S., $9.5 million to the eligible victims of Facebook's alleged discrimination, and essentially this is all about the H-1B visas. They are temporary, highly skilled workers that come from other countries, and unfortunately, a lot of the American workforce is not up to snuff, and so that's why H-1B visas are so popular in Silicon Valley.
All right, number two. The tracking of Mr. Trump.
So former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a quote-unquote media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long-running war against big tech. However, within hours, their new social media site, which is called Truth Social, it was hacked very easily, and pranksters found a way to create a Donald J. Trump account with a defecating pig as the logo. The Truth Social had absolutely no security whatsoever. Unfortunately, people signed up for this, not a lot, but some people signed up for it, and there's literally nothing that's going to protect your data. And then the other thing is that is not really making national news yet, but they have formed this Trump social media, the Truth Social, and they have formed it as part of a larger company that's going to be a publicly traded company. Well, the CEO they chose, which is very odd, is a Chinese fellow from Wuhan. And so very interesting that the headquarters of this new Truth Social media company is based in Wuhan. So it's just very bizarre. I don't know why you would not want to avoid that. I mean, just the optics alone of, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, and yet they choose a CEO who has run multiple Chinese companies and based in Wuhan. It doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what happened. And so they had to pull the site down because so many people had crashed it. And essentially, they're also now being sued already by Mastodon, which is a company that writes code. And they basically are accused of stealing that whole code and not licensing it properly. It's kind of a mess already. All right. So we'll see.
The probe into the electronics firms.
So a trio of bipartisan senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that they provide details on the alleged deal they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers to use as labor. So, not good.
Top five items from the world of technology this week. This is Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. There's ongoing trouble in Haiti.
The capital city of Port-au-Prince has been hit hard by fuel shortages and gang violence. More than 2 weeks of fuel deliveries interrupted by gang blockades and abductions of fuel truck drivers, now driving residents to a desperate search for gasoline. It is, of course, widely used to run the generators needed to compensate for the country's unreliable electrical system. Some gangs have reportedly been demanding extortion payments to allow fuel trucks to make their deliveries. Jason Walker reporting.
Dozens of U.S. Marines joined hundreds of Wyoming residents to bid farewell at a memorial for Lance Corporal Riley McCollum. The 20-year-old leatherneck was one of 13 American troops killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. Many of the Marines were members of McCollum's unit, serving there when he was killed August 26th. McCollum was honored during service, attended by more than 400 people, including Governor Mark Gordon. Pump prices jumped 13 cents over the last 2 weeks, nationwide average now $3.44 a gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says you can thank surging crude oil costs for the increase, and what you'll pay, that depends upon where you live.
Houston is the low, $2.91. Minneapolis, $3.11. Atlanta, $3.38. Denver is $3.44. Long Island, $3.48. And the high is San Francisco Bay, $4.65.
Overseas, South Korea's president says he'll keep striving to promote peace with North Korea through dialogue until the end of his term next May. This after Pyongyang raised animosities with a resumption of provocative weapons tests. In his final policy speech at Parliament, President Moon Jae-in says he'll make efforts to the end to help a new order for peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A memorial service in honor of Colin Powell set for November 5th.
A memorial service for Colin Powell, the retired Army general and former Secretary of State, will be held November 5th at Washington National Cathedral. Spokeswoman Peggy Cifrino said there will be limited seating and the service will be by invitation only. Powell died Monday of complications from COVID-19 at age 84. He'd been vaccinated, but a family spokeswoman says his immune system had been compromised by multiple myeloma, a blood cancer for which he had been undergoing treatment. Keith Peters, Washington.
Jay Black, the frontman for the 1960s group Jay and the Americans, died after suffering from dementia for several years. Black led the group with a number of hit records, including Cara Mia and This Magic Moment. Jay Black was 82. And Joanna Cameron, best known as star of TV's Secrets of Isis, passed away. She was 70. More at townhall.com. Mississippi is prepping for its first execution since 2012 with once-a-week rehearsals.
David Neal Cox is scheduled to be put to death November 17th for the 2010 murder of his wife, in which he pled guilty. The sentence had been appealed, but Cox withdrew it, calling himself worthy of death. Corrections Commissioner Burl Cain would not confirm how Cox will be put to death, but does say the state obtained lethal injection drugs, which have been hard to come by after drug makers started blocking their use for executions. Cain says execution rehearsals are usually done once a month at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman, but they've been bumped up to once a week. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden announced his intent to nominate Stephen Cliff, a former pollution administrator within California, as administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a hilarious offering from Harrison Fay. And then we turn significantly darker as we'll read from The Sealed Book. At the end of our previous show, Phil was on his way to get his driver's license renewed, but he's about to run into a little trouble. Listen for the actor playing the role of Cassidy. I believe it's Alan Reed, the future voice of cartoon character Fred Flintstone. It's from May 21st of 1950.
Hiya, Cassidy. What's on your mind?
Hey, George, I want you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Some wise guy named Phil Harris is coming in to renew his driver's license. He thinks he's a big shot. So when he comes in, I want you and the boys to give him the works.
Oh, we know how to handle that side. Hey, Jack. When this Harris guy comes in, I want you and Eddie to get in line and back of him and make believe you're applying for a license, too.
Okay, George.
We'll take care of Harris.
Drive crazy, fellas. Here he comes. He's the one with the blonde gal. I better duck.
All right, leave it us, Cassidy. Eddie, you and Jack go out and get in line and back of him, huh?
Say, pardon me, bud, but where do I renew my driver's license?
Oh, right here. What's your name, sir?
I, sir, am Phil Harris.
Phil Harris! Oh, will I tell the boys? Fellas, look who's here! Phil Harris!
See, Alice, it happens every time. You people are kind of impressed at
seeing me, aren't you, Bud?
Oh, yes. We haven't been so thrilled since Lassie came in for a dog license. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I want to have my license renewed.
Oh, very well. There'll be a few questions to answer. First, who are you sired by?
Well, why do I have to answer questions? All I want is a license. Here's my old one. Give me a new one.
Oh, you optimist, you. It's not that simple. Before I can stamp your license, you'll have to take an eye test, a road sign test, a traffic law test, a driving test, a loyalty test, a blood test, and a screen test.
Well, why do I have to go through all that? I've been driving for 20 years.
We have to be very strict about who we issue licenses to.
Do you mean that I have to go through all that, too?
Oh, I didn't see you, miss. What did you want, Blondie?
Well, I want a driver's license.
You ever had a license before, dear?
No. No, I've just learned to drive.
And you want a license, honey, huh?
Yes, sir.
Here you are, darling. Take this over to window 4.
Oh, thank you. See you later, Phil.
Now, wait a minute. Why do I have to go through all those tests and she gets her license stamped right away?
She's prettier than you are.
Only because she's wearing makeup. Look, I'm sick and tired of the red tape. All I want to do is renew my license, and I don't need no written test or no eye test.
Now, please, the tests are very important for the safety of the public. I got no time to argue. There are two men waiting in line in back of you.
But look, mister, I want to...
Please, step aside.
Oh.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
I want a driver's license.
Very well. Step right up to the window.
What window? I don't see very well. Where is it?
Right over here.
All right, don't help me. I'll manage to find it. This must be the window.
Get your nose out of my face.
Oh, pardon me. I mistook the lines in your face for the bars on the window. Now, let me see now. Where is that window?
This way.
Keep talking. I'll come in on the sound of your voice.
Beep, 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 beep. There we are. Now you say you want a driver's license?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to give you the eye test. How is your vision?
Perfect.
You passed. Here's your license.
Nice thorough examination.
Thanks for the license. Now, if you'll just aim me toward the door, I'll be on my way.
Good luck. Oh, and by the way, if you ever get a chance, drop in and get yourself a pair of glasses, will you?
Well, I've been trying to for 3 years, but I can never find the optometrist's office. Well, I'll be seeing you.
With what? How come you gave him a license?
Who?
That baseball umpire that just left. What kind of an eye test was that?
Now, we have to be strict. We can't have reckless drivers on the streets. Now, what is it you wanted again?
I want to renew my driver's license.
I'm next. I want a driver's license.
Oh, yes, sir. How long have you been driving?
2 weeks.
You got any tickets for traffic violations?
About 22.
You ever been jailed on a traffic charge?
6 or 7 times.
You ever hit a pedestrian?
Only when they get in my way.
I like your attitude.
Here's your license.
Hold it!
Now, why did you give him a license?
Well, why shouldn't I?
In 2 weeks, he got 22 tickets. He was in jail 7 times, and he hits pedestrians when they get in his way.
So he made one little mistake. Is trying. He should be given another chance. After all, that's the democratic way you do it.
Never mind him. Now, how about me?
Oh, yes. What was it you wanted again?
I just want to renew my driver's license.
Why didn't you say so? If that's all you want, it won't take any time at all. Well, what do you know? 12 o'clock and time for lunch. I'll be back in an hour.
Come back here. Open that window. All I want is my driver's license. I...
Well, Bill, I'm all ready to... What are you laughing at?
Oh, I just thought of a joke that was...
Who's laughing?
They put me through all that red tape and the guy gave you your license just like that.
Oh, that was no license he gave me. That was just an application. I'm doing fine, dear. I just passed my eye test.
Oh, that was a tough one.
I passed my written test, too. And now I'm going out to take my driving test.
I got a tip for you.
What?
If you can hit somebody, it'll help.
We'll be right back with more of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show right after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The
thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Oh, that's a cinch. I know how to answer that one. Go ahead, ask me the question.
How's your vision?
Perfect. I pass. Give me my license. Stamp, 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 stamp. Give me a W.
Not so fast. Gotta read the chart on the wall first. Cover your left eye and read the top line.
Okay. A, M, L, T.
Now cover your right eye and read the second line.
P, R, S, V.
Now cover both eyes and read the third line.
If it's all right with you, can I feel the letters a little?
Don't be lenient. I'll let you read it with one eye open.
Oh, I'd hate to cheat like that.
Go ahead. Read the third line.
Q, F, X, W, Z.
Now pronounce it.
Quavers. Quavals. Quamps.
Hey, 69.
Quas.
You can't read English. There are things you on the road. If you came across a word like that on a road sign, you wouldn't know what it meant.
Well, where will I ever come across a sign like that? It don't mean nothing.
That's what you think. In Czechoslovakia, it means no U-turn.
How do you like that? I've been driving for 20 years, and I didn't know that in Czechoslovakia, you're not allowed to make a quonks. Look, I'm not going to take any more of this from you. That's the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard of. I'm not going to...
It's okay. I'll take over now. I think we got about as far as we can with
it. You're darn right you have, because I'm a citizen, and I demand my rights.
Very well.
Very funny.
Now, what was it you wanted again?
I remember. You wanted to renew your driver's license.
Now we're getting someplace.
Well, just fill out this application, and in no time at all, we'll have...
Well, the 5 o'clock whistle. Time to go home. Good night.
Open that window. Open the window, I say. You can't do this to me. I want my license.
Oh, Phil, look. I passed all the tests and got my driver's license. How did you do?
I didn't get one. Come on, let's go home. I've been framed. They wouldn't give me my license.
Well, one consolation. Now that you can't drive, you can't get any more tickets. Oh, there's the car across the street.
Well, wait here, and I'll get Frankie to drive it over.
Oh, Phil! Phil, be careful crossing the street, you...
Don't tell me how to cross the street. I've been crossing them for 35 years.
Hey, Harris!
Oh, it's you, Cassidy.
I got something for you.
My driver's license?
No, a ticket for jaywalking.
No! No! Folks, this is Phil Harris again, and as you may know, at the present time, I'm crossing the country with a big 2-hour stage show, including my chief stooge, Jackson Benny. Then we have Rochester, gorgeous film star Vivian Blaine, my whole band, and many other wonderful extra acts, all in person. Tonight we play Milwaukee. Tomorrow, Monday, we play Peoria. This Tuesday, we'll be in St. Louis. This Wednesday, Indianapolis. Thursday, Grand Rapids. Friday in Detroit. Saturday, Toledo. And next Sunday in Cleveland. It's a great show, and I hope you'll ask for your tickets early because they're going fast. Join us on the air again next Sunday. Thanks, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
From May 21st, 1950, I believe in the role of Cassidy was the future voice of cartoon character Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed. And speaking of animation actors, Phil Harris himself went on to work a few times for Walt Disney Pictures. He was the voice of Baloo the Bear in The Jungle Book, Thomas O'Malley in The Aristocats, and Little John, another bear, in the 1973 cartoon classic Robin Hood. I'm Greg Bell, and up next we'll read from The Sealed Book. Known as Murderer Unknown, it features a script by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, and begins here on When Radio Was, right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, the Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch.
Murder is a peculiar affair. All it needs in many cases is the right pressure, the right set of circumstances, the right opportunity. And an otherwise respectable member of the community becomes a killer.
In these 20 tales of mystery, crime, and suspense, schemers find themselves trapped in a web of their own making.
All kinds of dough, and she didn't enjoy life. That's what I was thinking that day on the train. If she didn't enjoy life, why should she go on living?
Even when you know who's guilty, you receive a startling surprise at the final curtain.
Hello? Hello? Hello, who is this?
The Whistler Death Watch sells for $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77.
Yes, the murderer returns to the scene of the crime and you can't help yourself. You may be caught, but you don't care anymore. Too bad.
This offer won't live forever, so order The Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
I recently saw a photo of a New York City bar where the TV behind the bar was super long and extended the length of the wall. Well, what if you could make your TV screen at home as long or as tall as you needed to fit a space? Well, that's exactly what you can do with Samsung's micro LED technology. Jeff Ingram from Samsung explains.
There are a lot of variations of our micro LED technology, and as you mentioned, the wall. We can customize different aspect ratios, and we can create different, you know, formats in terms of how you want to deliver a picture to the room that you're placing it in, whether it, like you said, it's a bar, whether it's in a business. But the big announcement was being able to deliver ones for consumers that were already pre-assembled and they just basically take it out of the box.
And for more info on micro LED, check out Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This upcoming horror mystery program was a summer series, headed up by the same folks behind the much longer-running mutual program, The Mysterious Traveler. Now, that included the writing team of Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, and producer-director Jock McGregor. This episode, titled Murderer Unknown, is from August 19th, 1945.
The Sealed Book. Once again, the keeper of the book has opened the ponderous door to the secret vault, wherein is kept the great sealed book, in which is recorded all the secrets and mysteries of mankind through the ages. Here are tales of every kind, tales of murder, of madness, of dark deeds, strange and terrible beyond all belief. Keeper of the book, I would know what tale we tell this time. Open the great book and let us read. Slowly, the great book opened. One by one, the keeper of the book turns the pages and stops. Ah, the strange story of a scoundrel who swindled the innocent, only to find that all his wealth could not protect him from justice. A tale titled Murderer Unknown. As it is written in the pages of the sealed book. Our story begins as Martin Scott enters the large and luxurious offices of Gerald Morgan. Scott, his face white and tense, is talking to Morgan's private secretary.
But, Jason, I tell you, you've got to let me see him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Scott, but Mr. Morgan can't be disturbed.
But it's a matter of life and death, man. You
What's
can't...
What's all the noise out here about?
Oh, Gerald.
Oh, it's you, Morgan.
Gerald, you've got to see me. It's something that concerns both of us.
Concerns both of us? Forget you're no longer a partner in this firm.
In spite of that, it concerns the two of us.
All right, come into my office. You too, Jason.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
Well, what is it, Martin?
Yesterday morning, I received this letter in the mail. As it had a black border, I naturally thought it was just a death announcement. But when I opened it... Here, read it for yourself.
You'll die first, Martin Scott. Then Gerald Morgan will die. There's no escape.
Well, what about it?
Obviously, it's the work of a crank.
Yes, that's what I thought after I'd read it. But late last night, someone took a shot at me as I was approaching my home. As you can see by this bullet hole in my hat, I had a rather close shave.
Someone took a shot at you? But who?
You must remember, Gerald, that when you took this company away from me, you also ruined almost 100 stockholders.
My gaining control of this company was entirely within the law.
Well, from what happened last night, it seems obvious one of the stockholders doesn't agree. Whether we like it or not, we have to combine against this threat.
And exactly what do you propose?
This morning, I hired a private detective, Philip Walker, to investigate. He wanted $200 for his fee, but I only had $100.
And seeing that I'm a party of the second part in this threatening letter, you think it only fair I pay the other half of Mr. Walker's fee?
Yes.
That's reasonable enough. I'll send you a check for $100.
Thank you. I'll keep in touch with you, Gerald.
Yes, do. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott.
Well, Jason, you heard Mr. Scott's story. What do you think?
Mr. Scott is a poor liar.
Exactly, Jason. I'm very curious to know what Martin's next move in this little game will be. What was the name of that private detective you said he hired?
Philip Walker.
Ah, yes, Philip Walker. Have him call on me as soon as possible, Jason. There are a few things I'd like to discuss with Mr. Walker.
Days later, Martin Scott, a terrified look on his face, rushed into Gerald Morgan's office.
Gerald, I've got to talk to you.
Now we mustn't get excited, Martin.
Please.
4 days have passed and I see you're still alive.
Gerald, I've received another letter. It says I'm to die tonight at midnight. Look.
So it does. Too bad, Martin. Looks as though I'll have to pay for your funeral after all. Jason, you'd better make arrangements.
Don't joke, Gerald. If he kills me, you'll be next.
What do you suggest?
I want to leave town. Go far away.
Oh. And of course you want me to lend you the money.
Oh, I know I haven't any prospects now, Gerald, but I'll pay you back somehow. All I want is $5,000. It's nothing to you, but to me it's the difference between living and dying.
Really, Martin, you give me credit for very little intelligence.
What do you mean?
Come, Martin, why don't you admit you put the bullet through your hat yourself and wrote those letters all in an effort to get money out of me?
You don't believe me.
No, Martin, I don't believe you. For the past 3 days, every move you've made has been reported to me by Mr. Walker.
Philip Walker?
Yes, Martin. The detective you hired. It was a simple matter to buy his services away from you. As usual, it was just a question of money.
But, Gerald, you've got to...
In last night's report, Walker states that you left home at 9:25 to mail a letter. That letter you mailed couldn't by any chance be the death threat which you received this morning, could it?
Gerald, don't be a fool! I tell you, someone's out to murder both of us!
Well, I shall begin worrying when you've been killed. And rest assured that if anything happens to you tonight, I'll see to it you get a decent burial.
What? Who could let me in this hour?
There's only one way to find out. Oh, all right. If you won't answer it, I will. Otherwise, you don't think...
Oh, shut up. I'll come with you. That idiot think we're deaf. Shut up, you fool.
Oh, his face is covered with blood. Who is he?
I don't know.
Gerald.
Martin, hold the door open while I carry him in.
All right, Gerald.
Almost unconscious. Loss of blood. Yeah. Easy now.
That's it. No use. Gerald, he...
His face looks as though it had been slashed a dozen times.
He's horribly mutilated.
Gerald, what's he clutching in his hand?
It's a letter. The black border.
What's it say? Can you make it out?
It's difficult to read with the blood on it. It says, this is the last letter you'll ever... receive, Scott. Your time has come.
Oh, Gerald, what does it mean?
Oh, stop asking so many questions and call Dr. Richards.
Oh, all right.
Martin. Martin, can you hear me?
Gerald, at midnight, he came for me.
Who, Martin, who?
I never had a chance.
Tell me, Martin, who did this to you?
He said after I died, you would be next.
But who, Martin, who?
Dr. Richards, you'll be right over, Darren.
It's too late. He's dead.
As Gerald Morgan drove to his office the morning following Martin Scott's death, he kept glancing over his shoulder nervously. A cold fear gripped him until he entered his office.
Good morning, Mr. Morgan.
Good morning, Jason.
I read in the morning papers what happened to Mr. Scott. It came as quite a shock.
Yes, I'm afraid I did Martin a grave injustice not believing his story. Why, look at the way he tried to warn me after he'd been mortally wounded.
He wasn't able to name his assailant, was he?
Unfortunately, no. He died just as he was about to name him.
That's too bad.
Yes, now I'm next. Well, whoever murdered... He isn't going to succeed in my case.
I'm sure he won't. Mr. Walker is waiting to see you.
I'll have him come in.
Yes.
Mr. Morgan, we'll see you now, Mr. Walker.
Good morning, Mr. Morgan.
Good morning, Walker. Have a seat.
Thank you. I read about what happened at your home last night. It's too bad you removed me from the case yesterday afternoon.
What do you make of it, Walker?
The manner in which Scott was so brutally murdered seems to suggest that the murderer is a maniac. And maniacs are dangerous, Mr. Morgan.
If you're looking for a fat fee, you'll get it without trying to frighten me into it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan. I didn't mean...
Never mind. Your one job is to catch the man who murdered Martin Scott and is out to get me.
Yes, sir.
Scott believed that one of the former stockholders of this company was after him. And now I'm of the same opinion.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
Yes. Here's a list of the stockholders. Hire as many assistants as you need. Spare no expense, but find Scott's murderer.
We'll do our best, Mr. Morgan. Meanwhile, I'd better arrange a bodyguard for you.
Pardon me, Mr. Morgan, but perhaps a trip somewhere might be wiser.
Yes. Quite right, Jason. Even with a bodyguard, a man can be murdered. I think the idea of a trip, a long one, is an excellent suggestion.
Well, where do you intend to go, Mr. Morgan?
That I'm not telling anyone, not even you, Walker.
But how will I get in touch with you if something comes up?
Merely insert a notice on the personal column of the Morning Record. I'll get in touch with you, if I think it's important.
Very well, Mr. Morgan.
Jason... Call my home and have my wife pack her things and mine.
Tell her we're leaving town immediately.
You're listening to The Sealed Book on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Your phone is full of germs on the screen and case. Well, CleanPhone is about the size of a toaster, where you simply drop your phone in and it uses ultraviolet light or UVC to kill the surface germs. Ronan Bennett from CleanPhone explains.
It's like a touchless toaster with sensors that detect the phone so that nobody has to ever touch the CleanPhone device. A single sanitation cycle cleans all around the nooks and crannies of the entire phone, as well as all the surfaces.
But is CleanPhone effective against COVID-19?
So the CleanPhone safely uses powerful UVC lights to eliminate 99.99% of viruses and bacteria living on phones. The dose of UVC that the CleanPhone emits is enough to deactivate COVID-19.
Head over to glistener.com to check it out. That's GLISSNER.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
And now, let's get back to The Sealed Book on When Radio Was.
Now that we're well on our way, I feel much safer. This trip was an excellent suggestion, Jason.
Pardon me, Mr. Morgan, but you haven't given me my course yet. I'm still flying due west.
Oh, yes. Here's a map with our destination on it, Jason. We're flying to a small lodge in the North Woods. There's a small clearing nearby where you'll be able to land.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
You'll find it an ideal vacation spot. There will be perfect safety for Walker to catch Scott's murderer.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mrs. Morgan. Mr. Morgan.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Perfectly, thank you. 2 weeks here has made me feel like a new man. Ah, wonderful air.
Yes, it is. I have here a copy of the Morning Record.
Is there a message from Walker in the personal column?
Yes, sir. The message reads, "Nothing found as yet, but I'm working hard."
I see. Well, we couldn't expect him to uncover the murderer in 2 weeks.
No, sir.
After all, there are over 100 stockholders, and any one of them might be guilty.
Good morning, madam. Gentlemen, a wonderful day for fishing, no?
Yes, it is. What have you got there, Pierre?
Just a few supplies, madam. Oh, yes, yes. A letter for your husband.
Huh?
A letter? Oui. My brother Jacques, who runs the general store and who is also postmaster, he gave it to me. But no one knows I'm here. No one. But it is addressed to you, Mr. Jones. Here, you can see for yourself.
Is there any return address on it, Mr. Morgan?
No, it's addressed to Mr. Jones, care of Postmaster St. Clair. Letter postmarked from Portland yesterday. Only one way to find out if this letter is meant for me. Why, another letter inside it. A black border.
What?
And it's addressed to Gerald Morgan. No matter where you flee, I shall follow. There's no escape.
A few minutes later, after a few bags had been hastily packed, a plane took off from a small clearing in the woods. Hour after hour, it flew due southwest. And when the fuel was almost gone, it landed near a small village in Indiana. Gerald and his wife went to the only hotel in the village.
Gerald, it was dreadful enough flying 1,000 miles in 8 hours, but it's too much to expect me to stay at a miserable inn like this. Just look at this room.
Gabe, if you value that lovely white neck of yours, you'll do exactly as I say. We're staying at this inn because it's secluded and safe. Who is it?
It's Jason.
Oh, just a minute. Come in, Jason. Did you get rid of the plane and send the telegram to Walker?
Yes, I did.
What did you say in the telegram?
Well, I told him that the murderer had been in Portland yesterday, and that he was to fly there and make every effort to apprehend him.
Good. Walker's no fool. He'll have his men in every hotel, station, and bus terminal in Portland. They have photographs of all the stockholders, and sooner or later they'll catch up with the guilty man.
But suppose he's already left Portland.
Walker will still find him. Now stop talking about it. We're perfectly safe here. All we have to do is wait.
Jason, where's Gerald?
He just went down to the bar to see if the morning record has arrived yet.
Jason.
Yes, dear?
Are you the one who's sending him those letters?
Why, darling, what a question to ask the man you love.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I don't care what you're doing. Only promise
me... Be careful, someone's coming. Mr. Morgan, I see you were able to get a copy of the morning record. Anything in it from Walker?
Yes, but it's all bad. They weren't able to find the murderer in Portland.
It's too bad.
I told him to spare no expense, and he let the murderer slip through his fingers. Ah, the fools.
I'll answer it, sir.
This letter came from Mr. Anderson.
Thank you.
Another letter?
Yes, it was posted last night from Toledo.
But how could he have known we were here? We left no trail.
Should I open it?
Yes.
There's another envelope within it.
Order.
Yes, it's addressed to you.
Open it. See what he says.
No matter where you flee, you can't escape me. Your time is drawing near.
Less than 10 minutes after receiving the black bordered letter, Gerald Morgan was fleeing for his life. Hour after hour, he raced his car through the Indiana countryside, stopping only for gas. He drove recklessly with fear in his eyes.
Oh, Gerald, must you drive so fast? Several times we've almost had an accident.
Be quiet. I'm stopping at the next garage. We're going to leave the car there.
Leave the car?
Yes. I'm not taking any chances of his tracing us through the license plates.
But, Gerald, where are we?
We're on the outskirts of Chicago. Now, Jason, we've got to be clever. We're separating. You're to go to the Westview Hotel and take a suite for yourself under an assumed name, do you understand?
Perfectly.
Mrs. Morgan and I will slip into the suite after you've engaged it, with no one the wiser. And by the way, send a telegram to Walker and notify him that the murderer was in Toledo last night. And this time, he must be caught.
That must be Jason.
Yes, I'll let him in. Were you able to get a copy of the morning record, Jason?
Yes, I was.
Give it to me. Let me see. Here we are. No success in Toledo. We'll continue search. Oh, the fools. Another opportunity to catch him lost. How long do they think I can go on this way?
I'm sure you can depend on Walker.
Gerald, why don't you go and lie down for a little while?
I'm perfectly all right.
But you look tired. A little rest would do you good.
Yes, I suppose it would. Call me if there's any word from Walker.
Jason, come over to the window where he won't be able to hear us.
What's the matter, Eve? You look so upset.
Well, you saw the way he acted, Jason. He's losing his nerve, going to pieces. And when Gerald's frightened, he becomes violent, almost a maniac.
What are you trying to say?
Jason, you've got to stop sending him those letters. I tell you, it's dangerous.
So, you really think I'm the one who's sending those letters to
who
him,
else
huh?
Could it be?
Yes, Jason. Who?
Gerald!
Mr. Morgan, what are you doing with that gun?
You haven't answered my wife's question, Jason.
I tell you, I know absolutely nothing about those letters.
Really? Perhaps you haven't noticed, but there's another one just been slipped under our door.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, my dear. We'll see what this one says. As usual, there's another envelope in with the side of it, and with a black border.
But, Gerald, please don't open it. Son, I can't stand it.
Come, dear. It's only fair that I should know what it says as well as Jason. No matter where you flee, I'll find you. When the clock strikes midnight, you die. So, you two had decided to get rid of me tonight.
No, Gerald, no.
I tell you, I had nothing to do with the sending of those letters.
Really, Jason, in all our travels, we left no trail behind. You two were the only ones who knew where I was.
You must listen to me. I tell you, I had nothing to do with them.
You're
nothing.
Exceedingly clever, Jason. I've never denied that. With me out of the way, you could gain control of my company.
Your accusation is absurd. If that's true, why should I have killed Martin Scott? He had nothing to do with the company anymore.
Quite so, but with me dead, he might have gained control of the company instead of you. Therefore, you decided to remove the two of us. You've gambled, Jason, and lost.
Gerald, why are you turning on the radio?
We're parting company, my dear. And I feel the need of music.
No. No, you can't shoot me. I tell you, I'm innocent.
Gerald, I had nothing to do with this scheme. I swear I didn't.
You wouldn't want the man you love to die alone, would you, my
dear? You must listen to me. You must. I can prove I had no part in it if you'll only give me a chance.
Gerald, no! No.
You were both very clever. But you were dealing with Gerald Morgan. You sent your last threatening letter. I've got to get out of here. The gun, I'll wipe my fingerprints off it and place it in Jason's hand. Perhaps the police will think it's a double suicide. If not, they still can't prove anything against me. No one saw me come to the hotel. No one even knows I'm in Chicago. I'll return home and get someone to act as my alibi. The police will never know. Who's that?
Open up! It's the police!
You can only have a few minutes, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Walker, what are you doing here?
I've come to deliver a letter.
A letter?
Yes. Here. Mm-hmm.
What? It's from Martin Scott, dated December 5th. That was the night he was murdered.
Yes.
Dear Gerald, a week ago my physician told me I had but a few months to live. After I once got over the shock, I suddenly felt free to do what 100 ruined stockholders wanted to do.
I could easily have come to your office and killed you, Gerald. But I didn't want you to die so easily. Knowing you as well as I do, I began to plan your future for you. My plan began the day I came to your office with a death threat and the hat with a bullet hole in it. You reacted just as I knew you would. You bribed the detective I'd hired. When I appeared at your office this morning and showed you the second letter I'd received, saying I died tonight at midnight, you laughed at me for trying to extort money from you. That, too, I had planned on. In 1 hour, it will be midnight. And according to my plan for you, I must be murdered. I am going to slash myself with a knife, Gerald, and then go to your home to die. You're going to watch me die, Gerald. And no fear as you've never known it before. After I'm gone, you will begin to receive the same kind of threatening letters which I sent myself. You will run away, Gerald. But wherever you go, a letter will find you. You'll become insanely frightened. And in time, you'll turn on the only person who could be logically betraying your movements, Jason. If
things work out as I planned, the great fear in you will drive you to kill him. When you're in prison, waiting for the end, you'll receive this letter. And at last know which one of the stockholders made you pay for your crimes. Martin Scott. No. No, it can't be.
But it is, Mr. Morgan.
But if Jason didn't send me those letters, who did?
You forget, Mr. Morgan, that I knew where to find you. You had Jason send me telegrams, and they were easy to trace.
Then it was you who sent those letters.
Yes, I was the one who carried out Martin Scott's plan.
But
I bought you, gave him thousands of dollars.
All of your checks were torn up. Martin Scott was my friend.
You can't do this to me. You can save me if you want to. I'm rich. I'll pay you any amount of money you want. Walker, listen to me.
You'll have to leave now, Mr. Walker. It's almost...
No, Walker. You can't. You can't let them kill me. I'll pay you anything. Anything. Walker!
And so ends the tale, Murderer Unknown, as it is written in the sealed book. At midnight, Gerald Morgan was executed in the electric chair. Twisted indeed are the strands of fate in which destiny entangles mere mortals. Keeper of the book, before you close the great volume, show us the tale we tell next time. This one. Ah, yes. The tale of a human derelict who one night stumbled into a pawn shop and there sold 5 years of his life to a strange and mysterious pawnbroker. The tale is called Time on My Hands. Be sure to be with us again next time when the sound of the great gong heralds another strange and exciting tale from The Sealed Book. The Sealed Book, produced and directed by Jock McGregor, is written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan.
Murderer Unknown, as produced for the summer series The Sealed Book, back on the evening of August 19, 1945. As I shared at the beginning, the writing team of Robert A. Arthur and David Cogan also penned scripts for The Mysterious Traveler. As a matter of fact, some of their stories were produced for both programs. Meanwhile, Jock McGregor spent time directing each of those series, as well as Nick Carter, Master Detective, The Strange Dr. Weird, Crime Club, and others. McGregor was also an actor on both radio and occasionally on television, seen on Martin Kane, The Big Story, and Naked City. A question this time indeed about Jock McGregor, the actor. He would be seen in a 1956 episode of a hit television sitcom, playing the role of the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler of the Raccoons, in which the title character, first named Ralph, mistakenly believes he's about to be named Raccoon of the Year. I'll name that series, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Rock out with MusicRewind.com and Teenage Rebels, a 3-CD collection of 80 teen pop, doo-wop, and killer rock and roll classics that will keep you grooving all night. Enjoy the original recordings from legendary music groups and artists such as Elvis Presley, the Cadillacs, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, the Marvelettes, Gene Vincent, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to paint the town red with your favorite Teenage Rebels. Order now and pay only $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code REBELS77.
Now don't you ever make her cry. I'm living right next door to an angel, and I just...
Buy Teenage Rebels to get the party started today. Do the peppermint twist with Joey D and the Starlighters and answer the question, do you want to dance with Bobby Freeman? Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to pay the low price of $19.98.
Don't forget promo code REVELS77 to save on shipping. Order Teenage Rebels now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing compilation of 80 teen pop classic hits on 3 CDs. Remember promo code REBELS77 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1950s hit television sitcom and a specific episode, which featured radio actor-director Jock McGregor as Morris Fink, the grand, high-exalted, mystic ruler of the Raccoons. The series is The Honeymooners, and the episode The Loudspeaker finds Jackie Gleason as Ralph mistakenly believing he's about to be named Raccoon of the Year, only to find out the honor is actually going to his pal Ed, as played by Art Carney. Well, I'm Craig Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show, The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.